horribly, horribly wrong. Steve Hawkes, Deputy Political Editor of The Sun, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Well, I'm going to go away and watch it because I'm a weird person like that, but I'll be watching it while I listen to the wonderful John Holmes here on Talk Radio.
Why don't you watch Theresa May's speech and I'll try and time my coughing.
You just cough through it and I'll think it's her
exactly,
anyway.
Exactly, it's fine. It's exactly what we're going to be talking about, actually, because we were watching it in the office. And it's that, you know, the headlines were going to be one thing. Not anymore, they're not. And that's quite interesting. I think the whole thing's deliberate and stage managed in order to make her more appealing as a person. That's what it was. So we all feel sorry for her. I think it's all deliberate. She hasn't really got a cough. She's put that on.
That explains so much,
there
doesn't it?
There you go.
Well, that's what's happening on John Holmes' show. Yep. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning when we'll all be coughing away. Everyone's ill now. This is Talk Radio. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Stoptober, the 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge is back. And this year it's bigger than ever. Sam Delaney will be cleaning up the afternoon airwaves with breaking news, great guests, plus essential tips, advice and support to help you quit smoking for good. Join the thousands of people stopping smoking this Stoptober with Sam Delaney at Drive on Talk Radio. Come on, join in. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to stop smoking.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway.
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy, you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Winston Wolf, Direct Line. You're Harry the Plumber.
Yeah?
A successful small businessman like yourself needs protection. Meet Lars and Vlad. They're big.
Hello!
Big shot lawyers, that is. See, they create and check legal documents that you can download. So you're covered. And this legal document service comes with your Direct Line insurance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Direct Line's public liability insurance includes a legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line public liability insurance. New and existing customers underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
We all like to feel our money is safe. That's why I, an ordinary little piggy bank,
I'm becoming an armour-plated, rivet-reinforced, titanium-clad piggy bank.
And your money is just as safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Back a bit. No. Forward. A bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, I am John Holmes. It's because Julia just said that she thought the speech was at 2 o'clock. She got the timing wrong, so I was just channeling.
Just like you have now, yeah.
Yep. It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the PM's speech overshadowed by prank, a major boost in council house funding, and hear from the man promising to turn UKIP around.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May's keynote speech at the Tory party conference has been overshadowed with a comedian handing her a P45.
It's the Conservative Party that has a vision of an open, global, self-confident Britain.
Boris asked me to give...
While our opponents flirt with a foreign policy of neutrality and prepare for a run on the ground.
Boris... Simon Brodkin, known for playing the character Lee Nelson, was then escorted away by security. Before that, though, the Prime Minister apologised to Conservative delegates for their dismal performance in this year's snap election. She's also announced an extra £2 billion to fund the building of affordable homes and new laws to put a cap on energy prices. The new leader of UKIP has told Talk Radio the government's got no real plan for Brexit.
You can't negotiate on the basis of one of those policy papers.
It's just a vague series of intents. There's nothing there. I don't believe that there's any planning or preparation going forward. I don't think the government knows what to do in that respect.
Henry Bolton was elected on Friday and says Theresa May's proposed two-year transitional period is unacceptable. It comes a day after MEPs backed a motion declaring EU exit talks haven't made sufficient progress to begin trade discussions. It comes as the Foreign Secretary has been slapped down over comments he made about Libya, which have been dubbed crass by a number of Conservative colleagues. A homeless drug addict has been jailed for life with at least 30 years in prison for murdering a mother and her teenage son in a frenzied knife attack. The judge told 24-year-old Aaron Barley that he'd betrayed the trust of the Wilkinson family who tried to help him. Three police radio operators could face an investigation over their actions before a student was found murdered. Helen Higginbottom was snatched by 52-year-old Mark Buckley at Oral Water Park in Wigan in June. The Independent Police Complaints Commission says there's an indication of misconduct by staff at the Greater Manchester Force. And Amazon is facing a £220 million EU tax bill. It's after an investigation found its agreement with Luxembourg broke state aid rules.
Talk Radio, national weather.
National weather. We've got the weather. The weather. Victoria's got the weather.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Wet and windy across
North. Can I just say...
No, I just started the weather.
Well,
why are you interrupting?
I was being like Simon Brodkin or Lee Nelson. Interrupting.
Topical.
Interrupting, yeah.
Well, why do you interrupt it with a...
P45 for you? No, I wouldn't do that. What I was just going to say was, when you said about her speech was overshadowed by that prank.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't decide whether it was overshadowed by the prank or the fact that she just coughed for about an hour and a bit.
Yeah.
I can't work out which was the... Which one's going to be the headline? So it could be either of those, couldn't it?
Well, I think it's fair to say that her speech was overshadowed.
It was, by both of those things.
And not by the weather, which is wet and windy
good
across
link.
Northern
Very
Ireland,
good.
Western
strong.
Scotland and northwest yeah. England this afternoon. Dry and brighter elsewhere. Highs of 16 degrees.
Thank you very much. How are you today, Victoria?
I'm okay, thanks. John, how are you?
All right. There's always a slight sort of tone to your... it's like you ask me how I am. I mean, clearly my sincerity comes across.
No, it doesn't.
When I speak to you.
You're rarely sincere when you talk to me.
But that's not true.
But you, if anything, listeners could see the look you just gave.
But sometimes I think you don't... You've asked me how I am, but I don't think you care, do you?
I don't.
Oh. Who's got the sport today?
Oh, it's Ben Fletcher, because Toby Gillies is late.
This is very... So hang on, let's get this straight. So our sport is done by people from TalkSport.
Yes.
As a sort of favour.
Yes.
Right? It used to be Ben Fletcher.
Yeah, but then, now he's on mornings.
But he goes over to... He's gone to breakfast on TalkSport.
That's right.
So it should be Toby Gillies, but Gillies did turned up late, so Ben had to hang around.
Well, he's not here yet.
Well,
but,
still...
But I don't think he knew he was booked for the shift.
Oh, right. Did no one tell him?
Well, now he knows. He got told this afternoon.
Right. Okay.
So, you know...
So it's a problem with the scheduling. It's like Ryanair.
Exactly.
So we've had to cancel the Gillies. All right. Shall we...
No, we haven't cancelled him. We want him to come in.
Yeah, but...
I'll find out more.
Okay, can you put that in the actual news?
No.
Okay.
No one cares.
All right, I care. Ben Fletcher has got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester have seen their appeal to register Adrian Silva rejected by FIFA. The Foxes and the FA attempted to get the £22 million move from Sporting Lisbon waved through after the transfer deadline was missed by 14 seconds. Silva now can't be registered to play for Leicester until January. Wales midfielder Dave Edwards says they should manage without Gareth Bale this week in World Cup qualifying. The star Real Madrid forward will miss this week's final two Group D clashes because of a calf injury, with the Welsh chasing the playoff spots in Group D. Edwards says Bale's absence will be felt by his teammates, but it's nothing new.
We've had to deal with Gareth before, we've had to deal with Joe Allen and Aaron Ramsey, and players have always come in and put in performances which have seen us be able to get results.
Finally, British tennis number 3 Aliash Bedene is out of the China Open after retiring injured during his round 2 match. He dropped the first set 6-love against Roberto Bautista Agut in Beijing and was 4-love down in the second when he called it a day. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed, Ben. And by the way, I don't know whether you also noticed, it was overshadowed. We've discovered that Theresa May's speech is overshadowed, right? Firstly, the prank with the P45. This is in the last hour. Secondly, she coughed all the way through it. And then apparently at the end, right at the end, where it says, what's that statement behind them? Working for a country, building a country for everyone.
something like
behind them on that behind the podium on the board behind them. The F fell off four, just as Theresa May was finishing, and there's a footage of it now. Just fell off. There's no F in Tories. What? I don't know. Anyway, we'll find out what exactly has been happening at the Tory Party conference very shortly indeed on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
You're on the touchline, freezing. And as your little girl glides across the pitch and scores in the top corner, you think, I can't feel my toes. You take out your phone, tap the Hive app and adjust the smart thermostat to make sure it's nice and cosy when you get home.
Join over 500,000 people using Hive Active Heating and you could save up to £130 per year on your heating bill. Search Hive to discover more. Hive, let's get living. Hive services require broadband connection. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So welcome along if you're just joining us. So we're here to the idea of a monkey.
Well, now Melania Trump has
backstage action there. And who?
They are a debauched affair.
We don't need them anymore, he says. Not in this day and age. 5 points each. Who amongst us didn't enjoy the sound of...
Oh...
Right now, the proper news media.
Yeah.
Is the fact that he sang at the Labour Party conference.
Then Dawn Butler.
In what way? But at the end of the day, this kind of thing must go on all the time. It's part of Labour's pledge to renationalise.
Commemorative plaques. Eddie the Eagle has become a Ryanair pilot.
Trump called them sandals.
Yeah, we know what he called them. You're going to have a surplus of blue arses, aren't you?
Come on, come on, come on!
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is appalling.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon to you then, and as Boris Johnson turns travel agent and invites us all to go on holiday with him to Libya. Apparently excursions include a day on the streets of Sirte clearing the bodies away. Be sure to pack gloves, that's the advice. And an all-inclusive trip to some bombed-out buildings to disarm some IEDs that ISIS have left there. Brilliant, Boris. Well done. Well sold, Boris. You're like an idiot Thomas Cook. I'll be honest with you, though. I had booked my trip to Sirte on the north coast of Libya on the Mediterranean ages ago. But unfortunately, I booked with Monarch, so... now I'm just not going. Anyway, like Boris Johnson at the Tory party conference, saying things that got him into trouble, and unlike Monarch... So we now take to the air once more, bringing you your Wednesday roundup of all things we've deemed necessary to round up. Welcome, I am John Hunt. And it's Talk Radio in the afternoons, the bit between 1 and 4 if we're counting. And here... Sorry. Here's what... Sorry, I should have a drink. I do apologise. I've got coffee. I'm going to have coffee my way through. Anyway, here's...
John, John, I've got your P45 here.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, I'll just carry on.
Yeah.
Sorry, I apologise. I've just got like, coughing my way through the opening... It's my own fault, to be honest. I got off with Theresa May and at the Boris Johnson speech after party. And she's got a cough, so I've got her cough and a P45 that Victoria just gave me. I'm really sorry about this. Cornelius has handed me a lozenge now as well, so that's thanks. It's great, thank you. It's great. So As I speak, I'm sucking on a fisherman's friend. Because this party is the party for fishermen and fisher ladies and fisher non-specific genders. And we pledge that you must build more houses out of fish so that young people can get on the housing ladder of houses made of fish. I've no idea what I'm talking about. Hello, though. Sorry, Theresa May's fault. She's a devil with the tongue. Probably coughing because of something I left it. Anyway, on the programme today comes Headline Hijack, of course, first of all. Made up news stories, that's what we want. And we'd like you to supply it, please, in the 2pm bulletin. As regular listeners will know, we will have a made-up news lie. We'd like you to supply it. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We have today's diversity paper review. A different diversity each day reviewing the papers for us, going through the news. Today, Feddy's in. She's a European migrant. We will be in Manchester. Well, we won't be. Our reporter Alex Dibble is in Manchester. And he will be bringing us the very latest, of course, the fallout from Theresa May's coughing speech. All of it overshadowed, of course, that speech by the coughing and the protest. And the fact that the F fell off the word for right at the end of the speech.
Did it?
Yeah, it just fell
did
to the
ground. Did that make... Sometimes
fell to the
did
ground.
It make something funny?
No, but it will when you photoshopped other words in.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. So that's happening. Work experience punditry on the way as well. As our work experience Adrian is in today, reviewing a week's worth of hipster nonsense. We'll be talking Boris Johnson. We'll be talking Theresa May, of course. The big debate is at 3 o'clock. We'll be talking Nick Knowles from DIY SOS's new album, which is out this week. Yeah. And all of the current affairs will be presented to you in the form of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. All your reactions are very welcome as well. If you've got something to say to us, you can do it. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you can call us 03444991000. Why not? And we've got a game of Dead or Alive before the end of the programme as well. So much to come. So much is happening today. And we'll bring you all of it. All neatly encapsulated into one handy 3-hour programme. Assistant producer Marta, Asprod Marta, is it's working through the Ventana. Ventana.
Patatas.
Patatas bravas.
Bravas.
Yeah, she's hola. She's from Barcelona. Close on the buttons today.
Hello.
Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yay. Cornelius.
I've actually genuinely got a cough, right, which is, A, funny, but it'll mean my comedy timing will still be off today.
Yeah,
because
will.
I will just start coughing as per usual at random points.
Yeah,
so apologies.
Has it. It'll very much overshadow the programme. So I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. And we must start with some music to get us into today's big story. The clues are in the title or the artist. What is today's big story based on this?
Wait a second. It's whispering into my ear.
Everything. Yeah, you're ravenous, you're Jeremy from Everything was on the programme with us only the other day. Only the other day he joined us on the programme, and who knew how quickly we'd get round to needing one of their songs to lead us into today's big story. Now, of course...
I'm singing along.
Well, don't. So Theresa May has said that her party's election campaign fell short because it was too scripted and too presidential. She couldn't have got further away from that today, could she, if she'd tried? I have a feeling that that coughing she's been doing all the way through it is deliberate. I think it's all stage managed. I think she was... She started a speech and then just kept coughing and coughing and coughing, knowing that would be the headline, which detracts from all the things she was saying, but we'd all feel a bit sorry for her. They said she needed to be a bit more human, less robotic, and this is her way of doing it. It is all manufactured by spin doctors. She hasn't even got a cough. She was just told to do it to make her appear approachable. That's one theory, and it's mine. Anyway, how does that song link to today's big story, Cornelius? I mean, how does it...
Well, it's Cough Cough by Everything.
Yeah.
And Theresa May spoke about Everything.
Yeah.
Well, it was Cough Coughing.
That's exactly right, yeah. She spoke about everything that the Tories stand for while Cough Cough coughing away through it. Yeah. It's the big story. We will be... Well, I'll tell you, I'll be brutally honest with you, OK? We had a guest book to talk about social housing because we thought that was going to be the big story. However, that has been completely overshadowed. Mark my words, tomorrow's papers will not concentrate on social housing. They will concentrate on Theresa May's cough and the fact she was handed a P45 by a comedian. But I think the cough is going to be the main thing that people get. All the clips that you'll see on the news and hear are going to be of Theresa May coughing. Now, that has become the story. We're going to work out how that might affect her, in what way, whether it would play into her hands or whether it would go against her. Next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
So... the brilliant new iPhone's finally here. But which network do you go for? What if you could get one that lets you keep any data you haven't used? Or change your plan whenever you want? New Sky Mobile. With the new iPhone. Now there's an idea. The perfect network for your perfect phone. Sky. Believe in better.
Redeem data per 1 gigabyte and use within 3 years. 12-month minimum term. Downgrades effective month following selection.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valence, we're with you all the way, so our EcoFit Pure range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valence V-Smart for more.
At Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, we understand how important it is to choose the right van for your business. So not only does the Volkswagen Transporter have city emergency braking as standard, meaning you're less likely to be involved in an accident, it also now comes with 2 free services and is available on contract hire for just £229 a month. That's right. You're in van heaven. Search Volkswagen Transporter to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you.
36-month term, £1,374 initial rental and 20% VAT. Business users only, 18s and over, until 2nd of January 2018. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
This Saturday, your copy of The Sun could feel heavier than usual.
Oh, yeah?
In some cases, £50 heavier. But don't worry about putting your back out. We're giving away free cash.
Woohoo!
Look in the paper and you could find a real fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a £50 note.
Cha-ching!
Don't miss out. Pick up your copy of The Sun this Saturday.
At Wix, we know our trade customers are interested in running a better business. That's why we've launched Wix Trade Pro. It gives the trade access to exclusive discounts, offers and rewards, so everything's always cheaper. Sign up in store, online, or via the Wix Trade Pro app today. Wix, let's do it right.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Busy for the M62 eastbound at the moment. This is because of a breakdown at junction 20 for Rochdale. Through Histon in Cambridgeshire, the A14 is looking quite busy eastbound from the Histon towards the Milton interchange. There was an accident, but it has been quickly moved off the main carriageway. Traffic in the centre of Bristol looking busy around the Temple Circus gyratory. That's because of roadworks. And on the London Bound M4, a lorry is having a tyre change between junctions 13 and 12 near Cheveley, so a lane's close for that. Quite busy on to the approach. I'm Joanna Adams.
Size, space, style, and safety are all equally important when it comes to deciding which SUV is right for you. That's why we're hosting the Ford SUV Weekender to help you choose. Come and take a look at the Ford EcoSport, a compact, well-equipped SUV, perfect for the city or wherever life takes you. Or the rugged-looking Ford Cougar, ready for handling anything you, the road, or weather can throw at it. And the Ford Edge. If you're looking for space, comfort, and an even more commanding driving position, this is the one for you. Whatever you're looking for in an SUV, we're sure you'll find it at the Ford SUV Weekender. Come and join us at your nearest participating Ford dealership between the 13th and 15th of October. Ford. Together, we go further.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, we'll get you talking about today's big story. Well, of course, we were going to be talking social housing. That is what I thought the big story would be off the back of Theresa May's speech. That, after all, that was what we knew she was going to announce as a big shift in policy for the Tories to open up the social housing, remove some of the barriers faced by local authorities. However, she coughed her way through that speech in Manchester. And unfortunately to her, for her, it'll be that that makes the headlines rather than the content of the speech. I'm going to expect many of the papers, while covering the coughing, will be conscious to avoid the word hacking, especially the Daily Mirror after yesterday's Steve Coogan story. Yes, the Tories wanted that to be the story, but now, through no fault of their own, she's going to go down in Tory party history as the lozenge leader. It's moments like that can come to define a career, of course. Dawn Foster is a Guardian columnist, writer on politics and social affairs and economics for The Guardian. She was at the conference last night, and she's on the line. Hello, Dawn.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. Well, I haven't got a cough, let's put it that way.
No.
it's weird, isn't it, how one story suddenly, in a moment, can shift, and tomorrow's headlines are now going to be completely overshadowed, by coughing gate, aren't they?
No, completely. I mean, I came into the office in the newspaper today and spoke to all my editors. We were going to write about housing. And then just all sat watching and just peals of laughter around the newsroom and gasps of horror as it, started, carried on. And we, at one point, we wondered if she was actually going to be able to finish, if she was actually going to be able to carry on talking.
Yeah.
And obviously now, I've looked at all the newspapers and everybody's leaded on, first of all, the comedian who ran up, gave her a P45. That's on, that photo will end up being a defining one of her career. And then obviously the fact that she could barely talk.
Yes, in a speech that they were billing as with a speech of her political life.
Exactly. I mean, she knew that she had to fight for her career at this point. She knew that she had led them through an election that they should have won, and they, for all intents and purposes, practically lost. She lost MPs. And so this was a fight of her political life, and she just completely lost it.
Is it going to, though, in the long run? I mean, there are two ways of looking at this. One is, of course, the people feel a bit sorry for her and go, well, that can happen to the best of us. And she clearly struggled, but she carried on, kind of thing, which is kind of a metaphor for Brexit. Or is it a case of it should just be a laughing stock? Because it could go either way, couldn't it?
It could do. I mean, I think from what I've seen, there's at the beginning there was a little bit of sympathy, but I think afterwards it just became an absolute laughing stock. I've seen journalists on the left and right all agreeing that it was an absolute car crash. Yeah. Even her kind of off the cuff jokes were terrible because she's not very good. She's not very comfortable speaking in public or to anybody. And I think now, at conference there are a lot of people who had the knives out for her anyway. There's a lot of infighting in the Tory party, and I think that for this, I think for the Tories, for it to end this way after such a lacklustre conference will really, really hurt them, and a lot of people will be begging for her to stand down.
Well, that's it, isn't it? And it's undermined not only what she was going to say, but her as a Prime Minister in a sense. And it's funny how something that simple, having a cough, can do that politically.
No, completely, completely. And you couldn't have asked for a more perfect news story for, you know, journalists like us. But it's just incredible. And just watching the reaction from, you know, people on Twitter and around the newsroom was just incredible. And she will be coming off. She'll be stressed anyway. And, I was getting text messages from Labour press officers saying they couldn't believe it and they were in hysterics. Yeah. And at the same time, Tory press officers were, you know, I imagine crawling under the table hoping the ground followed them.
Is there any way to spin this? I mean, could they, you know, what would be, you know, in your experience, any way at all that, you know, you could be getting a call from a Tory spin doctor now going, well, you know, this is the act. She's very ill and she's a brave soldier and she carried on. I mean, what can they do to salvage it, if anything?
I absolutely have no clue at this point. Even the quite right wing kind of journalists I've spoken to have said they can't think of a way to possibly make it, you know, make it good for her at this point.
Does it make her appear human though? I mean, the big criticism of Theresa May, of course, is that, you know, she's a robot. She's got no human traits, and at least this is a sense of, you know, being human, isn't it? Maybe that's all they can use to spin that.
Maybe. I mean, but I think one thing that you know, some of the MPs I've spoken to have said is that yet again she is the Maybot. She has come out and she can't function in public. I had one MP text me and say it was like watching a malfunctioning robot. So I don't think it did a huge amount to actually kind of help her at this point.
Yeah. I mean, we were going to talk about social housing. Let's touch on it very briefly, even though we know it's not the headline anymore. The fact that the Tories have gone for the social housing as a headline grabber, which won't grab any now, but as they did try, exactly. I mean, was that a sort of cynical post Grenfell sop to those in need, or is that genuine concern? Because obviously, you know, we had the Thatcher, the right to buy, the housing crisis, the 80s, and now this is, you know, broadly for the people. But it feels cynical somehow, does it?
No, completely. I think basically after Jeremy Corbyn's speech, where Grenfell was front and centre, they realised they had to do something in housing. I was walking around the fringes, everybody who was talking about how worried they were that they lost the voter under fire, and that was down to housing. But the problem is that everything that Theresa May's announced today isn't a new policy. So it's basically just putting back some of the money that she took previously. So after 2010, they took away grant money for councils and housing associations to build. And all they've really done today is put a little bit of that back in. But at the same time, we've still got homelessness more than double it was in 2010. So there's still a lot of trouble, you know, a lot of problems in housing that won't be fixed or even touched upon by this.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Dawn, thank you very much for talking to us. Your line was slightly breaking up at the end there. Much like Theresa May's voice. How fitting. But thank you. Dawn Foster, Guardian columnist there. Well, as we said, the headlines and the story will not be as Theresa May wanted them or the Conservative Party wanted them. It's all going to be coughing and P45s, I would think. And with some of those headlines now at 1:31, here's Victoria Bourne on Talk Radio with the news.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May's speech to the Conservative conference in Manchester has been interrupted by a prankster. Simon Brodkin, better known as Lee Nelson, handed the Prime Minister a piece of paper marked P45, what you get when you leave a job, before being escorted away by security. But Tory MP James Cleverly has told Talk Radio she wasn't fazed.
You are always going to get some attention-seeking idiots like that. It's a byproduct of our job. You can't completely close down a conference like this. The whole point of conference is that people get closer to us politicians. But my big takeaway from that is both her reaction and the party's reaction was cool as a cucumber.
The PM has also apologised to the general election campaign, which saw the party lose its Commons majority and announced a major boost in funding for council house building. A homeless man who stabbed a mother and son to death has been jailed for life with a minimum of 30 years. Aaron Barley admitted murdering Tracy Wilkinson and 13-year-old Pierce at the family home in Stourbridge after they tried to help him. Officers in Las Vegas have revealed more details about the lengths a gunman took to plan his attack. Stephen Paddock, who killed 59 people and injured more than 500 others on Sunday, set up a number of cameras in and around his hotel room. And Amazon says it's considering appealing against a huge bill from the EU. The European Commission has ordered the online retailer to pay around £220 million in back taxes. The weather wet and windy across Northern Ireland, Western Scotland and Northwest England this afternoon. Dry and brighter elsewhere with highs of 16. There's more news in just under half an hour.
There is. Can you read me that sentence that you said at the top of the about the P45?
Why?
No, I'm just interested.
Why?
Well, you
I don't...
I think you'll find out why once you've read it.
The whole thing, or just the sentence which mentioned P45?
Well, the whole thing, if you want.
Well,
or just P45.
The sentence.
Okay, so Simon Brodkin,
yes,
who's better known as Lee Nelson,
yes,
handed the Prime Minister a piece of paper marked P45, mm, which is what you get when you leave a job,
yeah,
and then he was escorted away by security.
Because what it sounded like was that if, every time you handed a P45, you were escorted away by security. Didn't it? And I wondered if that's a new thing I didn't realise about, the P45. Handed a P45 and escorted away by security. I didn't know whether that... If I was handed a P45...
That's not standard practice. I was just explaining what a P45 is in case people don't know.
And then saying that he was escorted away by security. Right.
I'm sorry if my intonation did not make that clear, but my punctuation on my script...
Certainly did.
Yes.
Good.
Thanks for listening.
What does a P43 do?
Which one's that? Is that the...
I don't know.
I think it's just...
There's a P46 as well, isn't there? What's that one?
Yeah, what's that one?
Is that the earnings?
Victoria?
Or is that... I don't know.
I thought Victoria might know.
I mean, I haven't got a list of what every single document is in front of Cornelius.
So you researched... I thought you just knew that from the top of your... I knew all the... Did you used to work at HM Revenue and Customs?
No, funnily enough, not. No.
Did you used to work in security?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Wait, any other questions?
No, that's fine.
No.
Okay, good, because you should be getting on with your show.
Okay. Did you used to work as a stern teacher?
I didn't, but maybe I should.
Have I got detention?
I'm not going to indulge in this conversation because it looks like you'll enjoy it too much.
Did you used to work in politics? I mean, this is amazing. Good. Victoria there with the news, of course, on Talk Radio. She'll be back. She'll be back at 2 o'clock when she will also say a news lie, a made-up thing. We'd like you to make it up. We call it Headline Hijack. Get it to us. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's on the way.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know, sometimes they say opposites attract. Well, I'm from the south, and you, Carol?
I'm from the north, obviously.
You're blonde, and I'm kind of mousy coloured.
You've hardly got any left.
And you're quite loud, and I'm very shy and retiring, which is why I think we go so well together on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross.
And Carol Malone.
Join us tomorrow morning. Better call Paul and phone Malone from 6. Be there.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I see that engineering have been up to fix the equipment we ticketed yesterday then. Strange buzzing sound on them. Yep, great. It's all right, it's only broadcast critical, it's fine, don't worry about it. Anyway, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We would like to take your made-up news story, and we'd like to take it from you now. 8722 is the number, as
start
I say.
Start your message with the word talk.
Headline Hijack is what's on the way, and here are some that have been coming in. Cornelius.
Yes, this is according to Trevor, who says the English FA has announced that it is to give Crystal Palace just 3 more weeks in the Premier League to gain some points, or it will be expelled from the competition for undermining its integrity. Crystal Palace have only scored 1 goal this season, despite its band of cheerleaders who sit in the corner and paint pretty signs for their team. And no points. They've got no points this season, Crystal Palace.
This has come in from Rodney. Millennial behaviour is expected to subside over winter, as ironically it's expected to be too cold for weak little snowflakes to leave the house. Universities are said to be preparing by equipping their safe spaces with special heaters and fluffy puppies to cuddle. Do you know what? By the way...
Yeah.
You see, you laugh at that puppy thing as a joke.
That's a thing, isn't it?
It's an actual thing.
I think they started this while I was at university. I can't remember.
What a stupid thing to do.
Why is it so stupid?
What do you mean? I'm so stressed.
You're
about
just jealous because you didn't have it. People who are suffering from traumatic stress.
No,
it's for everyday students who want a little break from their studies. It's a nice thing.
Go to the pub like everyone else does.
Yeah, but you can't just nip out the library to the pub for 5 minutes.
What, so they let puppies in the library?
No, just when it was at my university, I think they were just outside on the green in the summer, just...
What?
In a little cage, sort of.
Caged no. puppies for the pleasure no, like of
a,
millennials?
No, like you a evil petting zoo. Idiot.
Get a grip. I mean, really, your what's generation, this? What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with the older generation?
I've got an exam coming up.
Why do you
can't
think
cope
this
with
is
my
important
exam.
Thing to moan about?
I've got an exam
why
coming up.
Feel...
I can't cope with that stroking a little puppy.
No, people can obviously cope without it. It's just a nice thing to have.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Stupid.
You're stupid.
When I was at university, we just had some millennials to pet.
Weird.
Yeah, but, you know, stress, isn't it? Anything else?
I'm sorry, no. Well, if you had millennials when you were at uni, that was before this current millennium. So that must have been some really, really old people. Like, prehistoric people.
We used to pet pensioners.
Yeah. Well, no, but older than that.
Yeah. The corpses of dead, long dead people. We used to relieve stress at our university by stroking the corpses of the last millennials that all died at the turn of the century of cholera.
Stop.
And that's how we relieve stress. Because if you've got an exam coming up and then you are faced given a corpse with cholera in it, you will you'll feel better about yourself. And that was mindfulness back in my day. Should we move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk Radio in the afternoons. Get your made-up news stories to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you
like. Any word you'd like. There's a diversity paper review on the way. We'll go through the news, we'll go through the papers, and we're going to do it with a diversity. Today's diversity, European migrant. Fedi will be here. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Stoptober, the 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge is back. And this year it's bigger than ever. Sam Delaney will be cleaning up the afternoon airwaves with breaking news, great guests, plus essential tips, advice and support to help you quit smoking for good. Join the thousands of people stopping smoking this Stoptober with Sam Delaney at Drive on Talk Radio. Come on, join in. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to stop smoking.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
As the nights draw in, keep the sun shining on the inside with Sunvit D3. Lack of sun during the winter months can affect some people's vitamin D status. So supplement with the Sunvit D3 range to help keep your body in balance. Selected Sunvit D3 products are certified by Informed Sport, Informed Choice and the Vegetarian Society. And vitamin D contributes to the normal function of the immune system. For details and to order, visit sunvitd3.co.uk.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Oh, Churchy, look at that snazzy new car. Like me in the glory days, before I got written off. My blinkers had that keen sparkle and my pipes. Well, don't get me started on my pipe.
Oh, no.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
Time to pass on the baton.
Churchill, depend on the dog.
Comprehensive cover only. Excludes theft claims. Exact match subject to availability. Minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement. Upgrade available when difference is paid. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get an 8-metre roll of IKO Tort on green cap sheet, only £24.99 ex-VAT. But hurry, this offer ends 8th of October. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M62 is now clear of the broken down vehicle east at junction 20 for Rochdale, but still quite busy around junction 19 for Haywood on the approach. The northbound M6 has been slowed down by an accident in the roadworks at junction 18 for Middlewich. A lorry and a car involved in that, and one lane is closed. Through Beaconsfield in Buckinghamshire, the Amersham Road, the A355 is busy. A water main has burst near to Longbottom Lane on the road towards Amersham, and things in the centre of Bristol still busy at the Temple Circus gyratory because of roadworks. I'm Joanna Adams.
Size, space, style, and safety are all equally important when it comes to deciding which SUV is right for you. That's why we're hosting the Ford SUV Weekender to help you choose. Come and take a look at the Ford EcoSport, a compact, well-equipped SUV, perfect for the city or wherever life takes you. Or the rugged-looking Ford Cougar, ready for handling anything you, the road, or weather can throw at it. And the Ford Edge. If you're looking for space, comfort, and an even more commanding driving position, this is the one for you. Whatever you're looking for in an SUV, we're sure you'll find it at the Ford SUV Weekender. Come and join us at your nearest participating Ford dealership between the 13th and 15th of October. Ford. Together, we go further.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It is just coming up to 2:45 at time. And what's more is there's a lot going on. Now, you'll know about Theresa May and her coughing fit, of course. You'll be well aware of that. She was also given a P45 by a prankster. And a lozenge. Who gave you the lozenge? Was it the Chancellor of the Exchequer?
Chancellor, yeah.
That's nice of him. How useful that Phil Hammond had some lozenges about his person.
I know. What are the chances?
A cynic might say.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear it, John.
That the whole thing...
I don't want to hear it.
Might have been planned to make her appear human.
No, these politicians, they're great characters, John. Yeah. A very funny wit about them. Yeah. Especially Philip Hammond. He looks like a rightler. The joker of the pack to me.
Well, and you're right, because when he gave her that lozenge, she said, of course, hilariously, she said, oh, that's the first time he's given anything away for free.
Pause for laughter.
Yeah, it's like it was planned.
Except, oh, of course, no, I won't hear it.
You will not hear a word of it. No, all right then. Anyway, so that's going on. Of course, Boris Johnson himself, the other joker in the pack, is in trouble for talking about dragging bodies away from Libya to make a holiday resort. There is also more news coming out about Las Vegas. We know that story gets more intriguing as it goes along. There's a lot going on, isn't there? It's very complicated, Cornelia.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't you worry yourself, because, we're here to help. And the way we help you get your head around it is simply by, analysing the news through Japanese poetry. It's obvious when you think about it. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Theresa May coughing strong and stable.
The news in haikus. Now it is time to go through the papers. And we'll be going through the papers with a diversity, because we are, as regular listeners will know, the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. And how is that? I hear you cry. Well, well, because each and every day we get a different diversity to review the papers and the news for us. Today we welcome a European migrant, I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
Hello, Ferdy, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you,
good,
John.
Good, thank you. Which part of European do you emanate from, so the listeners are clear?
Southern Europe, from Italy.
That's right. So what have we got today? I mean, the trouble is, when stories like today happen with Theresa May's speech, so a lot of the papers would have been looking forward to her speech about social housing, for instance. But of course, it's all out of date now.
Oh yeah, I think all the front pages tomorrow are probably going to be about the cough and about the prank.
I wonder which newspaper is going to come up with the best, because it's going to be a pun. There's going to be puns. There's going to be headlines about coughing. Who's going to come up with the best one? As I said earlier, I don't think any of the newspapers are going to mention the word hacking, meaning coughing. Certainly not the Mirror, anyway, after that Steve Coogan thing yesterday. So they've got to, can't go with that word. What are they going to go with? It'd be interesting to see. But
cough. Conference.
Good.
That is a guarantee on one of...
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say on two of the tabs.
Yeah.
You know...
Tory party conference.
Conference speech or something like that.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
I don't know. I'll think of some more.
Yeah, think of some more. Send yours in. 87222.
Start your message with the word
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll see which of us all came closest when we see the papers tomorrow. However, back to the papers today. Ferdy, what else is in there?
Well, I'm looking at The Guardian, page 17. A new story that has been in newspapers and TV and radio for the past few days. We're talking about Catalonia, what's happening there. And several thousands of demonstrators gathered outside the Barcelona headquarters of Spain's National Police Force just to demonstrate and protest against what happened over the weekend. There has been a lot of violence. A lot of images were shared on social media and on TV as well, showing how the police reacted to the independence vote. Obviously, in the majority of the people who voted decided that the Catalonian independence would be a great idea. However, the Spanish government is not exactly of the same opinion.
No, it's a huge story. Because there's so much going on at the moment, it's not being overlooked exactly, because it is massive, but it's fallen a little bit down the news agenda. But what will happen if, you know, they're saying independence in a matter of days, and of course the Spanish government aren't going to let that happen. So that's going to be a huge issue, isn't it?
I think we're going to predict probably more protests and more riots coming up.
Yeah.
Not too sure what's going to happen from a constitutional.
A bit like a Spanish civil war. Mm. I mean, it could if it comes to it. I mean, it's quite an incredible story. And we talked about it the other day because Marta, who also works on the show, is from that region, of course. So knows about it and stuff, and people there. And the history of it, of course, all the history's up in it. And the police, you know, said they dealt with it in a proportionate way, but yet we saw images of them kicking people down the stairs and all this kind of stuff. So
it's terrible. They shouldn't have had a referendum, in my opinion. Just a Twitter poll.
It would have,
because that would have been peacefuler.
Yeah, and it's also as legally binding as the referendum was.
Yeah.
So, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand why the government didn't just go, have the referendum. Doesn't matter. We're not going to follow the answer. And then no one would be having this row, would they? They'd just have the referendum. Be fine.
Yeah,
you're
right. I know.
And the Twitter polls are modern. So.
Yeah, exactly. So
you solved it, John.
And you can only vote once on a Twitter poll with your account.
That's
as
so
well.
It can't even be faked.
It is watertight.
Yeah, there you go. So,
because I felt bad if the people living in that region, if they did want to vote for non-independence to stay with Spain, I think you would have been too intimidated to go to a polling station. Would you not have been?
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. So Twitter, you stay at home and do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, you're right. Perhaps everything should be done on Twitter polls in the future, and therefore we could avoid war. So, you know, if, for instance, you know, North Korea wants to keep developing nuclear weapons, and Donald Trump doesn't want them to, Donald Trump just puts out a Twitter poll. He likes Twitter, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Should North Korea keep developing nuclear weapons? Yes or no? And then if the Twitter poll goes no, then it's solved, isn't it? Without the need for violence.
Exactly.
So, right, interesting. What else, Ferdy? What else have you got?
Now we're talking about something a little bit different, not as intense as what's happening in Spain. We are about 80-something days away from Christmas, but some people are already fearing that their cars might not get through. That's because, as the front page of the Daily Express suggests, there might be a Christmas post-strike. So postal workers voted for a national strike yesterday that is likely to affect the run-up to Christmas, which means that, as I said, a lot of people might experience delays when it comes to receiving mail,
yes,
or sending out mail. And the potential strike dates will be discussed later this week, but as the headline suggests, they are probably going to be in the run-up to Christmas.
They would do it with for maximum impact, wouldn't they? That's the
of course, the of course.
About it, right? Do people, Christmas cards are still a thing, but...
Yeah, I sent mine out in February.
It's very wise to do. Yeah. I mean, I got mine from you. I think I got mine from you on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Bit of that. Remember the embarrassing confusion?
Yeah.
When I thought you'd sent me a love card.
Yeah.
But it was just a Christmas card you'd sent early.
Yeah, because I sent the Valentine's one on Christmas Day.
Which is always a nice touch. Yeah. Much like when you struck.
I've got a perfect solution to this.
Is it a Twitter poll?
No. It's tweets. Instead of sending, just send a tweet. Because the post, you can't. Yeah, you can't do anything. Just tweet the person, Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
And then,
it's done, isn't it?
Yeah, the postman can't do anything about that. Post officers.
But you're right, Twitter can solve everything, it turns out.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, Christmas cards are... Right, you are millennial. We've established this. Mm-hmm. You like stroking puppies in lieu of exams. Do you still send Christmas cards in reality? Or is that just no, not bothered?
I send about 6 a year.
Right.
So, basically, no.
Basically, that's a no, yeah. Right, whereas other generations, not my parents, would write about 200 Christmas cards.
Oh, yeah,
this is a waste of money. And to just assume, if you're someone who knows someone, assume that they wish you a happy Christmas.
And people send really impersonal ones, like they'll have a stamp design.
Yeah! So that's not even... It's sort
and
of
it says,
pointless.
Like, happy Christmas from Grace and... Daniel.
Right. Who are they?
And they just stamp it on the card.
Yeah.
And then just send it to you. They don't even write...
They don't even write the address because they've got stickers with that on.
My parents have that. That's good. But that's on a really old sort of program, like Microsoft something. They can't even remember what its name is.
What happens in Italy, Freddie? Do they... Is it a Christmas card country?
No, not really.
What happens?
Not really. You get gifts. Or, even better, you get sweets or food and stuff. People visit you at home and bring you some food and bring you some nice drinks and all that stuff. So I'm all about that rather
than Christmas cards are dead to you as well?
They are so dead.
Yeah, I don't think they'll last. I think they'll die out.
I don't know, I quite like them because they're free decorations, aren't they? Once you get some... You put them up on the mantelpiece and bang, that mantelpiece is Christmassy.
Yes.
Don't know, you save on tinsel there.
That is a good point you make, because that's other people paying for your Christmas decorations.
Exactly.
So
it's not the worst thing. I don't think it'll die out completely. I tell you what the worst things are. E-cards.
Because the point of... That really... To tell someone you don't care, you need to send an e-card.
And you know who send e-cards? Older people who think they're down with the kids. My nan sends... Well, actually, she stopped now, but she went through a phase of about 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and paying the price of a card to send you this animated e-card.
There's dancing Christmas.
Yeah.
And you can't even put that on your mantelpiece.
No.
All that's done is make your inbox Christmassy.
Yeah.
It's pointless. All right, final story. Christmas cards aren't going to get there anyway, so it's a waste of time this year. Final story.
As usual, I bring you a little friend on the show. Mm. Who's Mochi?
What?
Who is Mochi? Who is he?
Don't know.
Who is Mochi?
Mochi is this beautiful dog. I'm now showing you the photo.
That is a long tongue.
Yeah, and that's the story. So Mochi is a San Bernard and is mostly white, which is not really common for San Bernards. But that's not the most interesting thing. He has the longest tongue a dog has ever had.
Right, I bet he's popular with the lady dogs.
And has been added to the Guinness World Records Amazing Animals list.
Yes.
His tongue is long 7.3 inches.
Is it?
It is.
It now? Right.
It is.
Yeah, then he can lap up a lot of food. Lovely.
Can eat so quickly.
That's a long tongue for a dog, isn't it?
I mean,
does it fit in his mouth at all, or does it hang out the whole time?
I have two photos here, and I can just see him with
it
his
does
tongue
fit
hanging
in the mouth.
Out.
Is it?
Yeah, I can attest to that.
Okay, great.
Not talking about your mum's in yours. We're talking about...
No,
when she taught you to kiss that
start
time.
That.
Mochi has a long tongue to be a dog, but there's also a man with a really long tongue. And I didn't know that until today.
Is it Gene Simmons from Kiss?
There is this man from California, Nick Stobler. Hopefully I'm not butchering the surname too much. His tongue is almost 4 inches long.
Wow. Yeah. Well, he probably can't say. What's his name?
Nick Stobler.
He probably says Nick Stobler.
Gobbler. Can't. Everyone calls him Gobbler.
Hello, what's your name? My name's Nick.
How long is my tongue?
Jamie Oliver's tongue doesn't fit in his mouth either, does it? Have you noticed that?
How long's my one?
Not very impressive, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Freddy.
You're very welcome.
I like that. What a variety of news was in that. That's exactly the sort of thing it
needs. What did we cover there?
We covered the longest tongue. We covered
Christmas.
The Christmas cards. We did Catalonia.
Catalonia, yeah. They're the three news stories today as well.
And there we have it. Encapsulated by Diversity Paper Reviews. Remind us of your diversity, please.
I'm a happy European from Italy.
That's right. There in the EU. Now, we will bring you the rest of the programme, of course. Not least Headline Hijack, which is on the way very shortly indeed. And we bring you news of Nick Knowles from DIY SOS. He's got a new album out. That's exciting, isn't it? We will be talking Boris Johnson's latest gaffe, of course. We'll have reports from Manchester where the Tory party conference has come to an end. They're putting the chairs away. When we talked to Labour party conference with Alex, our reporter Alex Dibble was down there, we found out that Labour were stacking their chairs in the hall, 10 high when they were putting them away, which is a breach, it turns out, of health and safety rules. They should be no more than 8. So we're going to be finding out whether the Tories are complying with health and safety rules and how high are they stacking the chairs in their hall as they put them all away. All the big issues on here, as well as the other ones as well. We've got a game of Dead or Alive, the big debate at 3, the news in haikus. Headline Hijack, though, a made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin. Cornelius, who's made it up?
Roger.
Where's Roger from?
Roger's from Belfast.
Roger in Belfast.
Northern Ireland.
Thank you.
Hello, Northern Ireland.
Thank you for confirming that. We will bring you that next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The football's back.
What a chance! What a goal!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in September, win a Sony PS4 bundle, complete with official DualShock controller and 2 games. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
When you run your own business, being in the right place at the right time can make all the difference. And as the UK's number one commercial vehicle brand, we understand this too. That's why at the Ford Transit Show live event, we'll give you a free sat-nav when you purchase a new commercial vehicle, so your business can be in the right place at the right time, every time. Visit your nearest Ford dealer between the 7th and 15th of October. Ford. Together, we go further.
The free entry-level satellite navigation system available across the Transit range, excluding base and Tourneo series vehicles, to be contracted between the 7th and 15th of October 2017 and registered between the 7th of October 2017 and 30th of June 2018. Offer available to retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating Ford dealers, not available with any other promotions.
18 plus, begambleaware.org. Come on in and join Mr. Green's award-winning online casino today.
Try and climb the leaderboard in Mr. Green's Real Thrill slot tournaments, starting every 15 minutes, featuring all your favourite slot games online and on your mobile. Looking for entertainment? Ask for Mr. Green. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. You can bet your dollar
count on Mr. Green. The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on. TradePoint!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And just after two, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, prankster arrested after PM's speech, Trump to visit Vegas victims, and petrol is going down at the pumps.
Talk Radio.
A prankster has overshadowed Theresa May's keynote speech at the Conservative Party conference, handing her a P45 while she was on stage. The Prime Minister was forced to stop talking while the incident was dealt with. Alex Dibble was in the auditorium for Talk Radio.
Comedian Simon Brodkin, at that point in disguise, shouted that Boris Johnson was behind the gesture. He was then dragged out by security. Theresa May continued, announcing an extra £2 billion for more council houses, moves to cap energy bills and tackle mental health, particularly in BAME communities. Struggling through a coughing fit, the Prime Minister promised to renew the British dream heading into Brexit.
In the last few minutes, we've heard Brodkin was arrested and released after the prank. Greater Manchester Police says he had legitimate documents for the event and that the accreditation process will be reviewed. A homeless man has been jailed for life for murdering a mother and her son after the family took him in off the streets. 24-year-old Aaron Barley will serve at least 30 years in prison for killing Tracy and Piers Wilkinson in Stourbridge in March. Officials have revealed the Las Vegas mass killer bought 33 guns in the last year alone. A special agent has also told American media that Stephen Paddock had been collecting firearms since 1982. It's still not known what his motive was to open fire on Sunday, killing 59 people. President Trump is on his way to meet victims and emergency services staff who were involved.
We're going to pay our respects and to see police who have done really a fantastic job in a very short time. And yeah, they're learning a lot more, and that'll be announced at the appropriate time. It's a very, very sad day for me, personally.
12 more men have been charged as part of a huge investigation into historical child sex exploitation in Rotherham. The group are facing allegations of rape, indecent assault relating to eight girls under the age of 16 between 1998 and 2003. It brings the number of people charged under the police operation to 21. The European Commission has ordered Amazon to pay around £220 million in back taxes after finding it had benefited from an illegal sweetheart deal with Luxembourg. The online retailer is considering appealing. And there's good news for drivers. Asda, Sainsbury's and Morrisons are all cutting unleaded petrol prices by 2p per litre from tomorrow, following a drop in wholesale costs.
I think it's weird that... did you see that video of Trump in Puerto Rico? Like, I think it was this morning or last night.
Is this the one talking about Hurricane Katrina as well?
Well, no, it was the one where he threw kitchen towels at people.
No.
So he went and addressed people who were affected by a hurricane and flooding and was throwing packets of...
Are you sure he was throwing and not just passing it?
No,
out?
No. I've like, not seen he the may as well have had a T-shirt bazooka, honestly. He was like throwing them out as if he thought it was an adoring crowd.
Like he's going to, oh, have these to mop it up. I mean, they were literally just packets of absorbent tissue. And he's just going, yeah, have that one. It was really weird. Really odd. So, you know, if I was in the Vegas thing, I don't think I'd want Trump there. Because what's he? You know, you go, no, you can't really. You don't know how to handle this stuff. I mean, what's he going to lob plasters? I mean, the guy's an idiot.
I'm pretty sure that his advisors would tell him not to throw things at victims of a mass shooting.
Literally victims of a flooding here, and his advisors didn't
just
stop him.
He's throwing kitchen towels. Anyway, thanks, Victoria. Victoria is back with us at 3:30 as well this afternoon with today's edition of Bonus News. You know as well as I do, there's not enough time in that bulletin to cover everything.
Actually, that bulletin was 40 seconds longer than it should have been.
All right.
Well, it will be once I've done the weather.
Yeah, there was nothing about vegetables in it, was there? And that's that's the problem.
That's the problem, yeah.
And people want vegetable news. They want animal, vegetable and mineral news. And today it's vegetable news, and it'll be happening at 3:30, Victoria, won't it?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I've got to do the weather now.
I know that, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it is.
So, wet and windy across Northern Ireland, Western Scotland and Northwest England. Dry and brighter elsewhere with highs of 16 degrees.
Weather news. And now here's...
Toby Gillies.
Toby Gillies has arrived.
Ah, oh, brilliant.
He was late earlier. Ben had to do it for him because he was late, because he didn't know he was supposed to be in this afternoon.
He's been on a stag do.
No,
I don't think there's any correlation between these two facts.
Well, let's see how he sounds. here's Toby with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillies. Leicester's new midfielder Adrian Silva won't be able to play for the club until January. FIFA has rejected an appeal against the decision to turn down their registration documents, which were lodged 14 seconds after the transfer deadline in the summer. They have signed the player, which means he must sit on the sidelines until the new window opens at the start of January. England legend Stuart Pearce has told Talk Sport Gareth Southgate's got the talent but not the team to win the World Cup next summer. They'll qualify for Russia 2018 with a win or two draws in their last two qualifiers against Slovenia on Thursday and Lithuania on Sunday. But Pearce says their chances of lifting the trophy are nil.
I always think when we go to a tournament there'll be a better team there than us. I think we've got talent within the group. I don't think we've got a team yet that will actually go and win the tournament.
And in boxing, former world super featherweight champion Carl Frampton has announced he'll fight the Mexican Horacio Garcia next month. It'll take place in Belfast on November the 18th. Will be his first contest since losing the WBA belt to Leo Santa Cruz in January. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, in order to prevent landfill waste, recycling officers could be issued with tasers to zap anyone who fails to use the wrong bins. The tasers will be powered by solar to make sure they remain environmentally friendly. The officers will go through bins and if they find any mistakes, knock on the house's door and shock the first person to answer.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. That is the news and that was the sport and also the weather. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. By the way, we were talking about headlines that may be all over the newspapers tomorrow, given Theresa May's coughing fit. The frontrunner was, of course, Tory party Coughference. We think that one might make its way onto a couple of the tabloids. You can suggest them. Dave Stevenson's come up with a very good one. Theresa May.
Oh, Theresa yes. That's May. Definitely in.
That's very good. So the big story tomorrow is going to be Theresa May's coughing, of course, on all the papers. You come up with a headline before they do. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your I'm thinking of texting the Sun political editor that.
Yeah.
I think it's worth
texting
it.
Both, but we want credit.
What? Just Theresa.
Theresa May.
It's not even Dave, ours. It's
just
Dave.
Dave Stevenson, Talk Radio listener.
Okay.
And then ours and see what they go for. Yeah. It's nice to help our colleagues. But Theresa May, of course, isn't the only one grabbing the headlines. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has opened his floppy-haired gob again and said something unpalatable about a foreign country. This time it's Libya, and in a speech he suggested that post-Gaddafi, it's a country on the up, except there's criticism, to put it mildly, over his assertion that Sirte, the war-torn city on Libya's north coast on the Mediterranean Sea, could become the new Dubai once they'd cleared the dead bodies away. And he said this to a crowd at a party conference fringe event. It was Gaddafi's last stronghold. Sirte, I mean, not a Tory party fringe event. And Boris wading in with dead people jokes has been attacked by many. Now, Boris, for his part, has dismissed the criticism as ridiculous. But is it any more ridiculous than his claim that a city near destroyed in the Libyan civil war and later invaded and captured by ISIS could become the kind of glitzy, tacky place that Premiership footballers like to go on holiday? Well, on the line is Alison Rice. She is, of course, a travel journalist. Good afternoon, Alison. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, John. It's a pleasure.
Yes. Well, yes, it is. So, Sirte, the new Dubai. I mean, yes. Are we going to be sending postcards from Sirte on sea anytime soon?
Not any time soon, and as our Foreign Secretary should well know, that the Foreign Office's travel advice on the whole of Libya is against all travel, and any Brits in Libya at the moment should leave immediately.
Yeah.
So that's the Foreign Secretary's advice. Now, take away all the war-torn trouble and how many decades it's going to take should things calm down and there was a sustainable, safe future for the country. Should that happen, in a few decades, it is possible because, now, I hate to give Johnson the oxygen of publicity, and he needs to choose his words more carefully. But if you look at Sirte, it's on the Mediterranean coast. It's in a country dripping with some of the most world-famous Greek and Roman sites, mm-hmm. like Leptis Magna. It, of course, has the weather. It's sort of south of Malta and one bit sort of south of the bottom of Greece, you know. It has, and if you look at Dubai, in 1966, Dubai discovered oil. Libya is awash with oil. What Dubai did is they set out to attract foreign investors, and they had the money, of course, to do this, and to attract local investors to build these over-the-top, glitzy, you know, gold taps, modern hotel shopping malls, top entertainment. And it's taken them a long time, and they're part of the UAE, although, of course, Brits who holiday there sometimes forget that they're facing a very different legal situation.
Indeed.
And can end up in prison, as is the case at the moment, you know, blah, blah, blah. So in theory, if all war and all the civil war was to end today and they use their oil money to invest in tourism and nothing happened for a few decades and they built the modern hotels, he's not wrong. It could be a new destination, you know?
Yeah. I mean, geographically, you're right.
I mean, look at Vietnam.
Yes.
You know, war-torn, shocking stories. I know it's generations ago, but look at it now. You know, people pop over to Vietnam sometimes instead of Spain, you know, for a holiday.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, it gives hope. It gives hope, doesn't it, to countries that go through these terrible things, in the sense that, you know, there are models for it out there. If you put the time in, and as you say, you're cash rich somehow.
Yes, which, of course, I understand Libya has a lot of oil. I mean, but if you know, Libya shares, for example, a border with Tunisia, which has a thoroughly experienced infrastructure for tourism, but of course had that one dreadful massacre on the beach, which affected Western tourists and lost their tourism industry overnight, although some countries are sending tourists back in there now already because they already have the staff, they have the infrastructure, they have the aeroplanes that can go into Tunisia, and they've got the hotels.
Yeah.
Libya is different because, you know, the whole country is in a mess and is an absolute no-go area. And if you look at actually at the Foreign Office advice, say, for Tunisia, around the border with Libya, it's a no-go area. There are areas where you have to be careful, certainly in the Sahara and south, but it's green-lit for the whole of the coast strip where all the tourist resorts are.
Yeah, so it's odd, isn't it, how geographically, and things aren't far away from each other, but, you know, everything is divided into these zones, and it's a case of if they move, then, of course, the Foreign Office advice changes and everything changes. I mean, you're right, Rwanda springs to mind as well.
Yes,
The terrible genocide 22 years ago in Rwanda, and now Rwanda is one of the I've travelled there. It feels one of the most safe countries. You know, it's litter-free. Yeah. It's got, you know, and it's brilliant for tourism.
Yes, and Iran, people are, you know, the intrepid travellers trying to get at it before it may well develop too much are going back. And, of course, remember, there was no Foreign Office advice saying don't go to Paris or London or Barcelona when we've had one-off major dreadful incidents. And, of course, there's also what you call black tourism. It is an expression in the industry, which is where you go and look at old battlefields and old places that were famous because of war. And, you know, were, this sounds ridiculous, but were Libya to make it into tourism in, say, three decades or the next generation, trust me, there will be day tours to see where Gaddafi was caught.
Yes, you know? Oh, absolutely. People are fascinated by it.
I mean, look at the Kuchi tunnels in Vietnam.
Well, absolutely. You know? And the killing fields in Cambodia, of course.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, even the battlefields along the French coast.
Yeah.
As I say, I hate giving oxygen of publicity to Johnson.
Or any oxygen, for that matter.
Or even any oxygen. But he was trying to say, I think the rest of the speech he said, British, there are businesses in Britain that want to go and invest in tourism, and this is a possibility.
It's a huge possibility. It's interesting. Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first place to suffer horrible war massacres and to one or two generations later be a thriving tourist hotspot.
Yeah, he just needs to choose his words slightly more carefully, as you rightly say.
It needs more than that, but yes.
Alison, thank you very much for joining us. Alison Rice, travel journalist, of course, talking us through Boris Johnson's assertion that Sirte on the coast of Libya could well become the new Dubai, and it sounds like he wasn't far off the mark if we give it enough time. It's happened before, as Alison was saying. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We are also going to be visiting Manchester. That's very much a go area, not a no-go area, because that's where the Tories are. It's where they're doing their party conference. We've been talking a hell of a lot about Theresa May's coughing fit this afternoon, but what's the very latest as they put the chairs away? We're going to talk to Alex Dibble in Manchester for Dibble. Talk Radio Dibble very shortly. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this 500,000 giveaway.
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy, you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade 500,000 giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at 500,000giveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Darling, what's wrong?
I missed a call. It was that big order. And when I called back, he'd already gone with another supplier.
Why? Why didn't we have e-receptionist answering and directing our calls?
Avoid the horror of the missed call from just 30p a day with eReceptionist. Visit ereceptionist.co.uk for your free 30-day trial.
Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid fees.
Back a bit. No. Forward. Bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
When you run your own business, being in the right place at the right time can make all the difference. And as the UK's number one commercial vehicle brand, we understand this too. That's why at the Ford Transit Show live event, we'll give you a free sat-nav when you purchase a new commercial vehicle. So your business can be in the right place at the right time, every time. Visit your nearest Ford dealer between the 7th and 15th of October. Ford. Together, we go further.
The free entry-level satellite navigation system available across the Transit range, excluding base and Tourneo series vehicles, to be contracted between the 7th and 15th of October 2017 and registered between the 7th of October 2017 and 30th of June 2018. Offer available to retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating Ford dealers. Not available with any other promotions.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on.
TradePoint!
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Delays for the northbound M6 at the moment towards problems in the roadworks at junction 18 for Middlewich. Lanes closed there for the recovery of an accident involving a lorry and a car. Queues are back to the Sandbach services. As you leave the M1 at junction 28 to join the southbound A38 into Derbyshire, lanes closed because of an accident involving a lorry, so that's causing congestion towards Alfreton. A breakdown on the clockwise M25 is slowing you down towards and through junction 5 for the M26. And London Midland services currently reported as being at a stand between London Euston and Watford Junction due to an incident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Phew! Balloons done just in time. Lucky I already sorted the party suites with this co-op offer. Any two tubs of Cadbury's Heroes, Roses, Quality Street or Celebrations for just £9. Another deal for you from the co-op. 660 to 750 grams, subject to availability. Varieties of stock. See participating stores for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. If you're just joining us, what you're listening to with your ears is Talk Radio, and it's the afternoons. The Tory Party Conference is in Manchester, of course. That's where the Tory Party Conference actually is. Today, Theresa May's widely anticipated speech, which was going to be all about social housing, of course. That is what she was going to talk about. That's what we understood were going to make their headlines. Well, she did talk about it, certainly. Yeah, the barriers, you know, that prevented local authorities from building council houses being torn down. The private rented sector all but unaffordable to millions. And so in an effort to be nice, she wanted to, a bit like a wolf when it browses through a sheep's wardrobe, that kind of thing. But it was all overshadowed, of course, by a coughing fit. Alex Dibble is in Manchester. He's at the Tory Party Conference. He's on the line. Hello, Alex.
Hello, John.
Hi there. So where are you? What's going on?
I am in the Tory Party Conference, which is all being packed down. Yeah. I'm where the stalls are, which sell things and advertise various products, but also promote various governments across the world, like Gibraltar and the Falkland Islands. Right. And they're all being packed down, and I'm keeping quiet because everyone should have left by now.
Oh, right, I see. And you're the last man standing, as it were?
Yes.
Right.
Other than all the people who are packing down the stalls.
Right, so have you sort of had to pose as a stall packer? Oh.
Wow.
I think he might have been Simon Brodkind. It sounds like, I'm going to try and get him back, obviously, but it does sound like, he was in the mid-sentence there in some way. He wasn't quite supposed to be. But got taken out there.
Wow.
By security. I mean, it was a cut-off.
I think I just about heard a rugby tackle.
Yeah, before he was dragged there. You're not a stall packer! We're going to try.
Are we going to get him?
Alex back, of course.
Hang on, 5 minutes. Or so.
He was on a. He's on a what I think called a Comrex, by the way, which is what we use for broadcasting on location, which is obviously what's broken again. So we might have to try and get him on his telephone or something, but we'll see what we can do. But anyway, as we were saying, Theresa May, her coughing fit is what's going to make all of the headlines tomorrow. Not the story about social housing. It was Thatcher, of course. She had the right to buy policy in the 1980s. But what she did with council houses, she sold them off. She said people had the right to buy them. And what that did was, a cash grab for local authorities, but it did mean that social housing in the council system was never replaced, because once people bought their houses, they weren't available to rent anymore when they moved on. And because they were never replaced, that is what in big part, led to Britain's housing crisis. So we were saying, is this a kind of sop to Corbyn, to the people who think the Tories are a nasty party? Is that what it is? Post Grenfell, I suppose that Mrs. Thatcher then, but she's dead. Mrs. May, did not come out of that very well at all. Corbyn, of course, has stolen her moral compass, the moral ground on this. She said in that speech today that it wasn't just the Labour Party who could show compassion.
Monopoly on compassion was her term.
That's right. And she demonstrated that by coughing and spluttering her way through the entire thing. And now, are we going to get any Alex Dibble back? He's obviously in Manchester for us. He's been in there. He goes on to all of the conferences for Talk Radio. He was in Brighton for us last week. You can tell I'm filling now, can't you?
I use the term monopoly on compassion, John. That's when you know we have nowhere to go.
That's very
good. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Alex Dibble.
Hello.
There we go.
Sorry about
were you
that.
Rugby tackled to the ground by a stall packer?
Something like that, yes.
Yeah, okay. Good. So you were about to tell us, I think, that, well, you weren't supposed to be there. They're packing the stalls away. A big question we wanted to know was when you were at Brighton for the Labour Party conference last week, Alex, the chairs were being stacked 10 high, and that was flouting health and safety rules.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and so any news of how high they stack chairs for the Tories?
Now, I'm going to have to poke my head around a door to see this.
Go on then.
Oh, it's chaos. Absolute chaos, isn't it?
Is it?
25 high, at least.
Whoa. No. I mean, that's typical, isn't it? Typical Conservatives there, isn't it? Just riding roughshod over. That's not a party of compassion.
You know what that is? They're building new tower blocks.
Yeah, that's not... what it is. Yeah, they're trying social housing. Yeah. Come and live on the chair at the top. No. It's just not working. So, Alex, tell us a little bit. You were in the hall, weren't you? You were in the hall for Theresa May's speech. And so,
I was.
What was the feeling? We've been talking to journalists on the programme, and Theresa May, they're saying, and this is going to be the front of the pages of all the papers tomorrow, laughing stock. They were cringing and laughing their heads off. Even right-wing journalists at Theresa May's coughing and spluttering. What was the feeling in the room?
The feeling in the room was... I think sort of everyone's heart went out to her a little bit. She just could not get through it. It was, despite coughing and sipping water and taking a lozenge from Philip Hammond, it just never went away. And there was, I think, a little bit of sympathy for her. And everyone just, particularly Tory MPs, of course, willing her to get to the end. So particularly the final sentence, if you like, of the speech, the one that's going to be replayed in the news this evening and in bulletins throughout the day, wasn't sort of interrupted by more coughing. But it must have gone on for about 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, it did. And what was the mood as well when the prank happened? Now, this is a comedian, of course, Simon Brockin, handing her that P45... paper. I mean, people are saying she handled it well. I mean, she just took it off him and put it on the floor, didn't she?
She did, yes. And at the time, no one really knew what was going on, because unless you were incredibly close to it, you couldn't see what the piece of paper was.
Yeah.
So everyone in the auditorium just thought that, you know, she'd been handed a piece of paper, no one knew what it was. And then suddenly everyone started crowding round at the front. And at that point, it was clear that the thing was being, Theresa May was being upstaged, and the whole thing was being overshadowed by what had happened.
Yeah.
And then this guy was dragged out. And as he was dragged out, he sort of shouted, "Boris, back me up." And pretending that Boris Johnson had put him up to handing the P45 over. So it was an incredibly strange situation.
It was. There was a moment when we were watching it in the office. There was a moment when several people thought it was you who'd done it. But you're denying that.
I am 100% denying that, yes. I was
to be clear.
I could not deny that more live on the radio. I was on the back row of the seating, so I was as far away from the incident as I could possibly have been.
Alex Dibble denying that there. Everyone
Theresa
clear
May's
everyone
just tweeted a picture of Strepsils.
Right. That's good of her.
Bants.
Yeah, isn't it, though? The other thing I was wondering, and if you could throw in, like, I didn't know whether the whole coughing thing was deliberate, and she'd actually got all those coughs written into her speech in order to make her appear more human, because the criticism of Theresa May, of course, is that she's like a robot. And maybe that she was after the compassion vote.
If that was the tactic, I think they overdid it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, when Hammond stood up and gave her the lozenge, as you've mentioned, she did say that's the first thing he's ever given away for free or something, which suggested a script to me.
Yeah, but then, you know, these politicians, they are intelligent people. They probably got the odd quip and the odd witty comment, you know, in the back of their brain they couldn't whip out at the right moment.
Yeah.
I think it was all spontaneous, as far as I know.
All right, OK.
Although it is convenient that he did have a lozenge on.
Well, exactly!
I mean, I haven't seen him coughing throughout the week, so why he would have that in
his
pocket.
Why has he got a lozenge? Exactly.
Yeah.
You've got to ask... These are important questions that we need to be asking. As well as, of course, how... give us another update, please, on the stall packing.
Stall packing is going very well. And actually, just a moment ago, the guys wheeled past me the stacks of chairs. They're not carrying them manually. They are on wheeled trays, but there were at least 15. I'm just going to have a quick chat with this lady here. Let's see what she has to say. Hello, madam.
Hi, you're right.
Hello there. I'm on Talk Radio, and I'm doing a little report from the pack down operation at Tory Party conference. Who are you, and what are you packing down?
I'm with the Makers Market. selling my artwork, water and ink, just putting down my artwork.
These are all very nice paintings. You don't want to damage them now. That would be the worst time to damage them.
Yeah.
We're having a big debate on how many things you're meant to stack before it starts to get dangerous. Do you have a? I see you've got crates here. How many crates are you stacking?
Well, there's one, two, three. There's three there.
Three there. That seems like a safe number.
Yeah, pretty much.
Thank you very much for your time. It's a delight. Well, there you have it, John. And people packing away artworks and also crates.
Thank you very much.
Three is a strong and stable number. I think we can all agree.
I think we can all agree. Finally, Alex, we are trying to come up with headlines that tomorrow we know the papers are going to go with for the conference. Tell me which you think's best out of these two, if you'd be so kind. We have so far Tory Party Conference.
Yeah.
Or Theresa May.
My favourite headline of those two is Alex Dibble definitely didn't do it.
And there we have it. He couldn't be meaning that more. Alex Dibble there at the Tory Party conference for us on Tory.
Annoying, because we told him to do it.
Yeah, he bottled it.
Yeah.
Brodkin.
Someone else
Brodkin,
did it.
Brodkin, you do this. Brodkin, you do it. I'm too scared. Dibble. Right, in the next bit of the programme, there will be work experience punditry. Our work experience is in. We will be going through hipster nonsense. That's what we do with our work experience. We take them away from the photocopier and the kettle, and we bring them into the studio and get them to review stuff. Adrian is going to be with us. The big debate's at 3 o'clock. We'll be talking Nick Knowles and his new album. He's from DIY SOS, and he's strayed into music with interesting results. And a game of Dead or Alive on the way before the end of it as well. 2:33, Victoria's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Police say a comedian who interrupted Theresa May's big speech to the Conservative Party conference had official accreditation. Simon Brodkin, better known as Lee Nelson, handed the Prime Minister a P45 unemployment notice. As he was led away by security, he was questioned about what happened by reporters.
What did you give to her?
It was a P45, of course.
You gave a P45?
Yes, why? From what? Boris.
From Boris Johnson?
Yes, it just said...
I can't believe he asked you to do that.
Well, you'll have to ask him. He's denying everything.
When did he ask you to give it to her?
This morning.
The Prime Minister used the talk to apologise for the party's disastrous general election campaign and promised to end rip-off energy prices. Officials say the man behind the Las Vegas massacre bought 33 firearms in the last year. A special agent says Stephen Paddock had been collecting guns since 1982, while Jennifer Lopez has cancelled 3 shows in the US city out of respect. A homeless man who stabbed a mother and son to death has been jailed for life with a minimum of 30 years. Aaron Barley admitted murdering Tracy Wilkinson and 13-year-old Pierce after the family from Stourbridge tried to help him. 12 more men have been charged as part of a huge investigation into historical child sex exploitation in Rotherham. The group are facing allegations relating to 8 young girls between 1998 and 2003. And Amazon is considering appealing against a huge bill from the EU. It's been ordered to pay around £220 million in back taxes. The weather wet and windy across Northern Ireland, Western Scotland and Northwest England. Dry and brighter elsewhere with highs of 16 degrees. There's more news in 25 minutes.
Thank you very much, Victoria, for bringing us the news there. Per your contract, I suppose.
Yes.
That's what you're supposed to do. But what we have noticed, though, I don't know whether anyone else has noticed this, is that the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. They used to be 3 minutes long, and now they're 2. And, well, that's not enough time to cover everything off, is it? Certainly nothing to do with animals, vegetables or minerals in there. I didn't notice any of that.
No, there was none of that in that one.
But that's useful, isn't it? Because it's 3:30... It's your bonus news feature where we do make that up. So today we're bringing you vegetable news. Mm-hmm. Victoria is. Have you started research?
I've got all my stories.
What?
Well,
I've been very productive.
Unless anything breaks.
Any breaking vegetable news, of course.
There could be. So give us a little tease if you will.
Onions, beetroots, carrots, leeks.
Right.
That sounded like the first line of a very good rap.
I'm not going to wrap it.
Okay. We could turn that into
onions,
a rap.
Beetroots,
we need to
carrots,
do is clip
leeks.
That and leak and yeah. Wrap it. We could do that. You're good at turning things into raps, audio
not
wise.
My own
you
ones.
Can do yourself there.
No.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cornelius will do it. All right, Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
Yeah.
For all of that. Now, on the way, work experience punditry on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know, the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, if you did miss any of Theresa May's speech, which she has delivered to the party faithful in Manchester at the Conservative Party conference, then, it's our duty to let you know what was said. We've got the speech in full, and we can play it to you now.
So, why we will never... excuse me. Thank you.
That's Theresa May's speech in full there, and I think she had quite a lot to say. So, good afternoon, welcome along. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and it is time for Work Experience Punditry. Adrian joins us today. He's back. And today, what we do with our work experience, we get them into the studio, we take them away from the office, give them real-world experience with the proviso that it'll do them good in the industry, it'll give them a leg up, it'll help them in the future. That, of course, Adrian, as you know by now, is nonsense. It's because you're here because you're free. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Now, you've been rounding up for us, we're doing on a Wednesday, hipster nonsense. So this is the stuff that pops up, the hipsters love so much, from cafes to ideas that they have and then try to make a sort of reality that would appeal to someone who favours a man bun or a rolled up trouser with an ankle on show and a square beard. It's the hipster way. What have we got this week, Adrian?
Well, this is something from Down Under.
Yeah.
And it's about a sort of a new hipster Melbourne cafe. And they've introduced something quite new on their menu. And, it's a bacon cake.
A bacon cake?
Indeed.
Well, I like bacon.
Mm. Do you? I mean...
And cake's all right, isn't it? So, a bacon cake.
Yeah.
Well, explain it to us.
I mean, so essentially what it is... I mean, it almost looks like a lasagna.
Are you sure it's not a lasagna?
I mean, two minds about it.
Okay. Well, is it like a cake mix, but with bacon thrown in? I mean, what's the...
So, essentially, it's almost like a square.
Yeah.
And,
Oh, you're showing me a picture of... That does look like a lasagna. You're absolutely right. So, is it sweet or savoury?
No,
Is it cake?
It's got, like, a macaroni, it's got cheese in it. So, essentially...
It's a pie,
It's just a pasta bake.
Yeah, it's not a cake at all, is it?
No.
Again, here go the hipsters. They've taken something that exists, like, and it's basically a pasta bake with some bacon, and they've just gone, let's call it a cake, and now it's hipster. This is the problem with them, isn't it, the hipsters? This is what they do.
I can't stand it.
They appropriate things that exist.
Yeah.
And just turn it a bit hipster by giving it another label. That's
who do they think they are?
That's all they do. I went to on holiday to Spain many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right, now, speaking of bacon cake, and this is what happened, Adrian. My Spanish wasn't up to much. Still isn't, if I'm honest, but...
See.
Yeah, good. And I looked at the menu. The menu was entirely in Spanish. And so I read something, and I thought, well, that looks nice. Everyone I was with all ordered their main courses, right? And they were going, steak, you know, or whatever it might, you know, the sort of stuff they might want from the Spanish restaurant. It was in a rural area of Spain, okay? And I looked at the menu, And well, I'll bring Marta in on it. Marta is Spanish, obviously. She's producing the show. Hi, Marta.
Hola.
I'm just telling you about patatas bravas.
Oh, go on, patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas wasn't on the menu. Anyway, so they're all. So we're sitting in rural Spain. My Spanish isn't very good. I'm looking at the menu, and there, my friends are ordering what they order, and I look down, and then I've got my little book out because I had a translation book,
a dictionary.
Thank you. I looked up the words that I saw in front of me because I thought, I don't know what that is. And it translated as bacon of heaven.
Ah!
And I went, that sounds amazing. I mean, I like bacon and heaven's all right. So this must be an excellent food, bacon of heaven. So I ordered that. And as I ordered it, I pointed at it. The waiter looked at me with a quizzical eye and then went away.
Yeah.
And then then the food came out a while later, after we'd had some cerveza. Beer.
Cerveza.
Yeah. Beer. And then he started putting the steak down for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put in front of me... What did he put in front of me, Marta?
It's a dessert,
isn't it? It's a creme caramel, is what it is. And I don't even like creme caramel.
Sorry.
Everyone else had delicious steaks, and I had a creme caramel. Because it translated as bacon of heaven. What do they mean, bacon of heaven, Marta? What's that about?
Don't know.
It's not bacon.
It's not bacon.
Well, it's like a thin sheet, which is essentially what bacon is.
It's not. It's a lump.
Yeah, but creme caramel has that thin layer of sugar on top, doesn't
it? Sugar.
Yeah, but that's your bacon of heaven there.
It was not so bacon. Sweet.
Well, it takes you to heaven, doesn't it? Because it's delicious.
It isn't. I didn't like it. But anyway. Oh. So, anyway, the hipsters have come up. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's creme caramel, is all I'm saying.
Oh, dear. So what? You don't seem too keen on it, then?
Well, I'd try it. You're right. It looks sort of like... It looks like a pasta bake, and I think I'd give it a go. But if it was creme caramel, I would send it back, is all I'm saying.
For $24 a slice?
No, then I'm not touching it. Now, we must move on because we've got to take traffic and travel. Give us a little clue as to what hipster nonsense we're talking about after the break.
I think last week we sort of had a riveting discussion and we didn't quite get to talk about God's very own junkyard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
God's own junkyard. It ties in with bacon of heaven in a way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
As it does. It's like we've planned it, we haven't.
Got a nice little theme going on.
Yeah. All right. Well, Adrian's with us. He's work experience. He's going to be bringing us more talk of hipster nonsense next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. Let's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
This Saturday, your copy of The Sun could feel heavier than usual.
Oh, yeah?
In some cases, £50 heavier. But don't worry about putting your back out. We're giving away free cash.
Woohoo!
Look in the paper and you could find a real fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a £50 note.
Cha-ching!
Don't miss out. Pick up your copy of The Sun this Saturday.
Hi, I was hoping to get a price on selling my car. Online, they offered me £3,000.
Okay, how about £4,000?
What? Really? Brilliant.
Yeah, great news. We buy any car too, but we pay £1,000 more.
We call that one of life's small victories. Bring Vauxhall a quote from the leading online car buyer and we'll beat it by £1,000 when you trade in your old car for a brand new Vauxhall. Plus, that's on top of our other great offers. Search Vauxhall Buy Any Car. Vauxhall. Isn't life brilliant? Offer and part exchange for new passenger car orders which are registered by 31st of December based on the true condition of the vehicle. Participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/we buy any car 2.
Direct Line guaranteed to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site according to ComScore.
18 plus, begambleaware.org.
Introducing the new sports betting experience at Mr. Green, including new site layout, navigation and stats on the big events. Experience it for yourself by joining Mr. Green Sports today. Looking for a bet? Ask for Mr. Green. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. You can bet your
dollar count on Mr. Green. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M25 looking busy clockwise past junction 5 for the M26. A vehicle's broken down and a lane's closed there. The M6 northbound is struggling after early problems in the roadworks at 18 for Middlewich. There was an accident. It's all on the hard shoulder now, but queues are back to the Sandbach services. A vehicle's broken down on the M62. That means eastbound delays between junctions 24 and 25 near Brig House. It looks like London Midland and Virgin services in and out of London Euston are running again after an incident, but with delays. I'm Jarena Adams.
Phew! Balloons done just in time. Lucky I already sorted the party suites with this co-op offer. Any two tubs of Cadbury's Heroes, Roses, Quality Street or Celebrations for just £9. Another deal for you from the co-op. 660 to 750 grams, subject to availability. Varieties of stock. See participating stores for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed we shall. Soon we'll be talking more hipster nonsense with Adrian, who is doing work experience, and we're giving him real experience by putting him in front of a microphone and forcing him to review stuff. Before that, though, much going on news-wise, as you'd expect. Now, the Tory party conference somewhat overshadowed Theresa May's speeches by the coughing fit she had and the P45 she was handed as a little joke. That is going on. We have been working on headlines, of course, for tomorrow's papers, just to give them a hand, because they're going to be wanting to go Tory party conference to Theresa May, as Dave Stevenson pointed out. One's come in from Lee as well. That's utterly unbroadcastable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's read it.
Well, it's down here somewhere. But it has got the word cough in it.
Oh, no. No.
Do you see? Yes. Anyway, so get yours to us, please. You found it?
Yeah.
If you'd like to guess tomorrow's headlines today, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So much going on. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, we're here to help anybody who's in the same boat as you. We like to analyse the news using short-form oriental verse. Japanese poetry, you'd think it makes it a lot easier to figure out. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Simon Broadking pranks Theresa May, jokes on him, he'll have a cough now.
It's catchy. It is catchy. I mean, I've got it as well, and that's because I got off with Theresa May at the Boris Johnson speech after party.
Stop lying about that, because you might upset her, and she's ill.
Oh.
So that's not nice.
She's a devil of a tongue. Right, it's 10 to 3. And we are talking hipster nonsense. Adrian's here. He's reviewing it for us. We've already talked about a bacon cake that costs you £24 a slice. In the hipsters of Melbourne have invented it. We don't know really though whether it's more bacon or cake. We can't quite figure it out. We just know it's expensive. And all they've done really is seemingly take a pasta bake and called it a cake. It's the hipster way. Just appropriate something that already exists and give it a hipster twist. What next, Adrian?
Well, I mean, this one's quite an interesting one, actually, because it's essentially, so it's called God's Own Junkyard. So if I say that to you, what do you think I'm on
God's
about?
Own Junkyard. Well, yeah. I'm going to... is it sort of maybe a an old people's home lounge where the people have passed away and just their bones are left? And now it's like a ball pit for toddlers. They put toddlers in there, right, to play like in a ball pit, but with the bones of old people. That have passed on?
Horrifying.
Maybe their own relatives, because at the end of the day,
no,
they could stay close to grandma.
Terrible idea.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea. But would you put it past the hipsters to open a ball pit with the bones of their loved one, their grandma? No, I wouldn't. Hipsters would do that.
You reckon?
Don't know.
Oh, dear.
But if no one's done it, I might open one. Anyway, no, what's God's Own Junkyard if it's not that?
It's not as glamorous as what you've suggested. I mean, essentially what it is almost, it's like an eclectic mix of rubbish, of junk. So they've got all manner of things. So they've got stop signs, they've got, you know, signs from pharmacies, they've got posters from clubs in the 1960s in New York. And essentially what it is to sort of give it a feel of if God was to have his own scrapyards, that's what it would look like.
So right, because God is a well-known collector of rubbish.
Signs and posters.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, he liked commandments, didn't he? On sort of written in stone. I suppose that's a sign.
I have a couple of tablets and then we're good.
And also God, exactly. And also God, of course, people say, God, give me a sign. And he could perhaps lend them one from a 1960s cinema or something. Would be nice. Okay, well, I kind of like the sound of it.
What do you actually go and do there? Just look at it? Or is it like... because I've been to a junkyard golf club, which is where you play mini golf amongst junk.
I've been to that.
Have you?
I've been to one of those, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So is it a golf thing?
No.
This is anything, a step back for the hipsters.
Oh, they've regressed.
Yeah.
So it's a retro, so it's just like a museum.
Yeah, no, essentially it's a restaurant as well.
Oh,
yeah,
there
it's got a fully functioning bar.
Of course it has.
Yeah. Oh, so does that sound like somewhere you might, you know, I don't know, on a Friday night?
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, I like... when I was young, my parents, and this may have happened to us all, I don't know, but my parents used to drag me around antique shops.
Oh.
Because my dad sort of, you know, quite liked... well, I suppose my mum as well, really liked antiques.
I mean, I used to
stuff.
Watch Antique Roadshow. That helps.
You see, there you go. It does help, because my parents used to watch Antiques Roadshow when I was a kid, as well as going around antique shops. I think it was the most boring thing we could possibly do. However, now I'm older, quite like Antiques Roadshow... love going around antique shops.
But I mean,
I've passed the hate. Yeah, my kids despise it. They're 5 and 7, and they think it's terrible. But I'm sort of passing it on. It's the baton. So I would kind of like it because I like looking at old. I've even got a book of old photographs of the town I live in. I mean, that's which I'll sometimes browse.
It's weird.
It's not weird. Trust me, Cornelius. When you're a little bit older, it'll come
have
to you.
Have you ever watched? And it's on the telly normally while we're on, but. David Dickinson's Real Deal. I think it's on the weekends. Now that is one of the most bizarre shows I've ever seen.
What happens in that?
Because basically they do all their bidding and stuff, but it seems like really scripted, but I don't think it is. But and then they like the contestants do these pieces to camera, but they like commentate on themselves, just going. And it's really like the most unnatural thing in the way
is
they
it,
talk.
Is it a quiz thing where you?
No,
what's
no.
the thing where you have to guess whether the things are real?
That's
or not?
Fern Britton's one, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's got Dickinson on it. I'm sure it has. I'm sure I've seen that. Where there's things in boxes on podium.
Oh yeah, that's a different one.
Is it?
No, it's not. Dickinson's Real Deal. Oh. It's that you basically have an old lady called Margaret there just going, I can't believe how much money I've got, and then they'll like throw. Two £10 notes in the air,
right.
Like they're showering themselves with money. It's very bizarre.
Oh. I mean, don't you find these shows very like sort of artificial? I mean, going back to sort of Antique Roadshow, I don't know. It's almost like, you know, Margaret will find a pencil in the attic, and then she'll be told this is a bespoke piece found by Sir Francis Drake in the late 1800s. It's worth about £14,000. I mean, surely not everyone's got that sort of wealth lying about in the gaff.
No, I imagine a lot. I imagine we don't get to see a lot I mean, you know, they'll tend to focus in that. How long is Antique Roadshow on for? An hour or something? They'll tend to focus on the things. Whereas most people would probably do rock up, you're exactly right, with just some tat.
I've got a toothpick.
Yeah. and I don't know whether it was brought over by Francis Drake. No, it wasn't. It's a toothpick. That's it. There's no redeeming
from
quality.
The corner shop.
It's worthless. Yeah. I watched the programme I thought you were talking about, the quiz one, whereby they were guessing the price of an old. A quarter-inch tape machine for the geeks amongst you. It was a Revox B77, it was. And I saw it on the flash up on the television, and they were trying to guess the price of it now because they were they were used in studios, in radio studios, and recording studios. You know, 20, 30 years ago, whatever, and older than that. I've got one. Mm-hmm. Right, and I've had it for years, and I got it, and I thought that must be worth something in the future. And when I saw it appear on his program, I was like, I am going to be quids in.
Really?
This is on a program dedicated to people showering themselves, like you just said, with money.
£10 notes.
Going to be quids in. If I sell my Revox
B, how much it was?
Well, it was two £10 notes. But so I'm a little bit gutted by that, but I do still have it. So anyway, there we are. But I would go, yes, in answer to your question, Adrian, I would go and eat at God's because I like looking at that kind of stuff.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of disappointing. I thought you would have been repulsed by that.
Well, I'm repulsed that hipsters have once again just stolen an antique shop. It's not their idea initially, is it? And they've just stolen something else and just
hipster appropriation.
That's exactly, and that should be a thing. You have coined a phrase.
Yeah.
Oh, have I?
Hipster appropriation. Write it down.
Yeah,
it's exactly what that is. Hashtag hipster appropriation. Adrian, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
Pleasure to see you again. Adrian there, work experience, punditry, reviewing hipster nonsense. Now, still to come on the programme, the big debate is after 3 o'clock. We will be playing a game of Dead or Alive later. And Nick Knowles from DIY SOS has released an album. We'll be talking Nick Knowles' musical career, long and varied, on the programme before the hour is out. And, of course, more on Theresa May's speech from the Tory party conference. Oh, it's all here. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stoptober, the 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge is back. And this year it's bigger than ever. Sam Delaney will be cleaning up the afternoon airwaves with breaking news, great guests, plus essential tips, advice and support to help you quit smoking for good. Join the thousands of people stopping smoking this Stoptober with Sam Delaney at Drive on Talk Radio. Come on, join in. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to stop smoking.
At DFS, we know how important it is to be comfy. So as the nights draw in, our craftspeople like Barbara here...
Hi.
...go all out to make sure every sofa is carefully handmade to order.
I treat every sofa that I sew as if it's coming to my house.
And she's very particular. And with Autumn Winter Collection sofas now up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit, winter's going to be very comfy indeed. DFS. Order now for guaranteed Christmas delivery.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months' warranty and AA cover. Like these 2014 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Modern life is hectic. Queuing for the bathroom, packing the kids' lunchboxes, doing the school run, walking the dog, sprinting after the bus, making that deadline, cheeky catch-up with the girlies, then racing to pick up the kids so we're home for tea time. Oh, nothing in the fridge.
Don't come home to an empty fridge. New Tesco same-day delivery. Order by one for delivery after seven. Tesco. Every little helps. Subject to availability, excludes Sunday delivery charges apply.
TradePoint catalogue is out now, and to celebrate, we're giving 10 lucky TradePoint members the chance to win £1,000 worth of Amazon vouchers. Just make a purchase at any TradePoint counter before the 29th of October for your chance to win. See in store for more details. T's and C's apply. Trade only. TradePoint!
We love home. Coming back to it just the way we left it. The handwritten lists on the fridge and our collection of tools lying around. We love home because it's full of the things that matter to us. That's why we created the Nest Cam security camera. It alerts you to movement at home when you're not there and securely streams HD video to your mobile, so you know what's going on wherever you are. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM's speech overshadowed by prank, a major boost in council house building, and hear from the man promising to turn UKIP around.
Talk Radio.
Police say they'll be reviewing the accreditation process for the Tory party conference after Theresa May's keynote speech was interrupted by a comedian handing her a P45.
It's the Conservative Party that has a vision of an open, global, self-confident Britain.
Boris asked me to give...
While our opponents flirt with a foreign policy of neutrality and prepare for a run on the ground.
Boris... Simon Brodkin, known for playing the character Lee Nelson, was then escorted away by security and briefly arrested. Before that, the Prime Minister apologised to Conservative delegates for their dismal performance in this year's snap election. She also announced an extra £2 billion to fund the building of affordable homes and new laws to put a cap on energy prices. Officers in Las Vegas have revealed more details about the lengths the gunman took to plan his attack. Stephen Paddock, who killed 59 people and injured more than 500 on Sunday, set up a number of cameras in and around his hotel room. A homeless drug addict has been jailed for life with at least 30 years in prison for murdering a mother and her teenage son in a frenzied knife attack. The judge told 24-year-old Aaron Barley that he betrayed the trust of the Wilkinson family, who had tried to help him. The new leader of UKIP has told Talk Radio the government's got no real plan for Brexit.
You can't negotiate on the basis of one of those policy papers. It's just a vague series of intents. There's nothing there. I don't believe that there's any planning or preparation going forward. I don't think the government knows what to do in that respect.
Henry Bolton was elected on Friday and says Theresa May's proposed two-year transitional period is unacceptable. It comes a day after MEPs backed a motion declaring EU exit talks haven't made sufficient progress to start talking about trade. And Amazon is facing a £220 million EU tax bill. It's after an investigation found its agreement with Luxembourg broke state aid rules.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
Say hey, John.
Bringing us the news there.
Are you coughing because of Theresa May? Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I've got it.
I mean, it's not very nice to hear that on air.
No, well, tell her about it.
I mean, I think she knows.
I mean, there was an hour of it. Did you see that quote as well where she said that she thought that the Tory election was too presidential? Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but luckily she went the opposite way with this, wasn't it? Because it was quite amateur. So I kind of like. Oh, did she mean when she said it was too presidential that it was a bit inept, like Trump?
I'm not sure.
Sure,
John,
no, I'm not either. Mm-hmm. That's what she's been saying. Anyway, I think that's what she's been saying because all we've mostly heard is.
Please stop. That's actually repulsive.
I try telling her. Try telling her that.
Well, we don't have to listen to her at
Theresa
the moment,
May,
whereas you're coughing and splattering your way through this bit.
Theresa May, actually repulsive.
No, I'm calling
should,
John Holmes actually
really
repulsive.
You should really be more neutral than that.
No,
Victoria.
No, I'm not on about just the Prime Minister. I'm on about John Holmes, the presenter of this show.
That's not neutral.
I don't have to be neutral about you.
Oh.
You're not the news.
I was once, but let's not
get
into that.
Yeah, when it was racist.
All right, leave that. by the way, that's slander, because I can now sue you.
Yeah, but John, you have an opportunity for a right to reply right now. So what do you say to accusations that you were racist?
I'm not racist.
Okay, fine.
That's a lie.
Shall I do the weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Wet and windy across Northern Ireland, Western Scotland and Northwest England this afternoon. Dry and bright elsewhere with highs of 16 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
We've had another suggestion for the headlines for tomorrow for the coughing fit.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, go on.
It's from Gary Andrews.
Yes.
Who says, headline suggestion, file nail in May's coffin. final nail in May's coffin.
Cough as in
have.
Stop making the noise.
Yeah, that's good actually. So far we've gone with our favourite. The front runners for us are Theresa May. The final nail in the coffin.
May's coffin and the Conservative Party conference, which is like the first and very much the worst one.
Yeah, but it's going to be on a couple of them tomorrow, I promise you now. But you can try and second guess the tabloids. Tomorrow's headlines today, 87222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
All right, now here is Toby Gillies with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillies. Harry Kane will captain England for their World Cup qualifier with Slovenia at Wembley tomorrow. Gareth Southgate has selected the Tottenham forward ahead of the likes of Gary Cahill, Joe Hart and Jordan Henderson. They need 2 points from their last two games to qualify. They play Lithuania on Sunday. That's live and in full on Talk Sport. And Southgate says Kane knew he'd skipper the team a month ago.
We'd already had that conversation. He's certainly somebody whose leadership qualities are invaluable to us as a team. He's clearly in a very good moment as well. Really enjoying working with him. I've obviously known him a long time, but he's improving and maturing all the time as well.
Scotland boss Gordon Strachan is giving nothing away over his midfield selection for their massive qualifier with Slovakia tomorrow. Their hopes of a playoff spot almost certainly rely on a win at home, but they'll be without Stuart Armstrong and Scott Brown for the match. And Leicester have failed with their appeal to register midfielder Adrian Silva before January. They signed the Sporting Lisbon midfielder for £22 million on deadline day, but his registration documents were sent 14 seconds too late. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
There we go, Toby with the sport, Victoria with the news. You're listening to Talk Radio, the big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's now. As we know, Theresa May, the Prime Minister, who ironically seems to be well past her prime as Minister, delivered her widely anticipated speech to the Tory Party conference in Manchester, stood at the podium, flapping her mouth up and down in an attempt to form words that the party faithful applauded, irrespective of what she actually said. Coughed her way through it, of course. As we know, that is what's going to get all the headlines tomorrow. That and the P45 she was handed by a comedian. It was supposed to be about council houses. That was supposed to be what it was all about. Theresa May offering a rebirth, removing the barriers, she said, for local authorities to build social housing. To put the kind of people in there that not one member of the Tory cabinet would ever be seen dead with, socially or otherwise. Not many people from social housing tend to go to Eton. And in fact, the only time a lot of these people even use the word Eton is in relation to a food bank due to the Tories' benefit cuts. Now, on the line, calling Talk Radio this afternoon. Good afternoon, Albert. Welcome to the show. Hello, Albert.
Hello there, John.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to
you. How are you, my sweetheart? Are you all right?
I'm all right, darling, yes. I'm absolutely good, good. Fine. I do not have a cough. That's not true. I've got a slight cough, a tickle. Yeah. The back of the throat, but as I was saying earlier,
a frog in the throat.
Yes, I've caught it off Theresa May. I got off with her at the Boris Johnson speech after party, and I think it's I shouldn't have done really.
You and your celebrities and your parties. Right?
I know, honestly, I won't be the only one with a cough. Let me tell you. Anyway, now I understand that you've called already this afternoon because you are now we've talked about social housing. Right?
Yeah.
And you have called in because you assume that the people who live in social housing, like everyone else, tend to own lamps.
Mm.
And so you've called in because you think they shouldn't.
I don't think they should. I think in this modern age, we have sensible lighting now. We have neon strips and fluorescent tubes and
things. We do.
They're just outdated, aren't they? I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw a nice angle poise lamp.
Yes.
They're just not needed anymore. And it's not that I've got anything, you know, personal against them. There's nothing nothing like that. No malice in my beliefs.
But I just think
they're outdated and not needed
just
anymore.
Just get rid of lamps. Yeah. I mean, are we talking floor lamp, table lamp? Yeah. Of course, they ruin floors and tables to you.
Yeah.
Waste of time. And I suppose angle poise lamps, when they're around, ruin angle poises as well, don't they? If you put a lamp on an angle poise.
Exactly right.
All right. Look,
a bit old fashioned, aren't they? I always think of the Victorians when I think of a lamp.
Yeah. Okay. Kyle is on the other line. Good afternoon, Kyle.
Good afternoon, lamps for sale, lamps for sale. I've got all kinds of lamps for sale. Do you have any money, currency, dollars, euros, sterling perhaps, to exchange in behalf of lamps? I can sell you any kind of lamp you like. I've got oil lamps, I've got kerosene lamps, I've got arc lamps, I've got fluorescent lamps, I've got gas discharge lamps, I've got signal lamps, I've got safety lamps, I've got baby lamps. I've got all kinds of lamps.
Sorry, did you say you had some lamps?
Lamps for sale.
Right, okay. Are you anyone's evil uncle?
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe a lamp.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking, you know, because you sound a little Abenaza. Because he, of course, was trying to flog off a lamp with a genie in it or something.
Yeah, it's got plenty of genie lamps. Good, got all kinds of lamps for your intestinal cosmic power and itty-bitty living space.
Right. Okay. So you're in favour of lamps. That we've established. Now, Albert isn't in favour of lamps. So, Kyle, tell me what it is about lamps that makes them essential as far as you're concerned.
Well, I think we only have to look to recent history to decide that lamps have actually done us a world of good. Recently, obviously, we ran a massive ultraviolet lamp all across the country. Now, ultraviolet lamps are otherwise known as black lights.
Yeah.
So we ran that across the country. We found a lot of stains, a lot of sticky stains, and we decided that Europe was unfaithful to us. And that's
not even a minute.
Right, OK.
Not even a minute into the argument, and he's brought the race card out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not about black light, is it?
Listen, I've got nothing against the ultraviolet myself. I myself have an ultraviolet bus driver, but I think it's important that we've found this. As the saying goes, if there's a stain, don't remain. So once we found the stain across Britain from Europe's transgressions, we decided to Brexit, and now we are. I'm looking forward to new trade deals with other countries. I'll be selling my lamps along with pigs' ears to the Chinese. It'll be absolutely amazing.
And can I just ask you one question, which I know will be on people's lips at the moment? When you ran the black light across stains, how many stains were in stains in London?
In the London area of stains?
Yeah.
They were all the stains.
Right, okay. Let's run this past lamp facts from history here, because I want to talk about Sir Francis Drake. Right, Sir Francis Drake, of course, famously brought back potatoes, tobacco and Scandinavian retail outlets. When he did his travels, he presented Queen Victoria, as you remember, with a branch of IKEA. And we hadn't got them before then, and she liked it, and she popularised them. Now, that is an outlet for lamps, isn't it? So, Albert, I guess that as far as you're concerned, IKEA should go tough on lamps, tough on the causes of lamps.
Well, exactly. It's the IKEA that are importing the lamps into this country, which we don't need anymore. I mean, as you said, Queen Victoria was the first recipient of a lamp.
Yeah.
And like I said, these are old-fashioned things. They're out of date. There was it Florence Nightingale had one?
Yes, she did.
She also presented one to Queen Victoria.
Yep.
What happened to her?
Yeah. Do you think we should have strict lamp control laws? Because at the moment, anyone can buy a lamp, and you don't even need any background checks, do you, at all? You can just walk into a shop and buy a lamp.
I know, and so that, there's the Lamp Association is trying to... It's trying to stop us from bringing in these lamp laws. We want these lamp controls.
Lamp controls.
And the National Lamp Association is trying to stop them from coming into force.
Kyle, are you representative of the National Lamp Association?
I am. In fact, I'm the regional treasurer for the local branch.
I thought so. Yeah, I thought that would be the case. So there's an argument that says light should come from above. Not the side.
Oh.
So, the light from above, that's a ceiling light. Not from the side, i.e. a lamp. That's an argument, isn't it? And it's a fair argument. Light should come from above, yes?
Well, no, I disagree. I don't think that's a fair argument at all. You look at lamps, we can provide lighting from all kinds of angles, all kinds of vectors, if you will.
Yes.
We not only light, Jonathan, we can provide warmth and heating.
Right.
Look at the lava lamps. Look at the great big lava lamps that are in the big mountains that we call volcanoes across the world.
Yep.
Without those lava lamps, we wouldn't have such historic architecture.
Yes, but think about the number of people who have died trying to scoop lava into a lamp for your entertainment in your house.
Well, I mean, lamps don't kill people. The people who scoop out the innards of lamps do. Yeah, all right, that's what the saying is. It's them to blame.
If we handed them in, Albert, a lampnesty, if you will, what are we going to do with the excess of lamps? Can you melt them down? There are millions and millions and millions of lamps. We don't even have the number to hand. But people have the right to own a lamp, they say. And what are you going to do with them if they did hand them in a lampnesty?
No, they'd be ground down into a fine powder,
right,
and then repurposed into suitable modern lighting.
Well, interestingly, what about these people who make lamps out of other things, bottles and old vases, etc.? I mean, they're scum, right?
They are. I find them a bit shady.
Yeah, yeah. They're lampshady.
They're lampshady.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me put this to you, Albert. Where would you store your genie without a lamp?
Well, I don't personally have a genie, that's not really a current issue.
Could you keep it in a Tupperware box?
You could.
You don't want a rubber Tupperware box. The lid might pop off.
Well, they're not made of rubber, they're made of plastic.
Yes, and I can seal it with a rubber band, so he couldn't get out.
Yeah.
They're not very nice to look at, genies, that's why you stick them in a lamp.
How tall should a floor lamp be, yes or no, Albert?
No.
Kyle?
Yes!
Interesting. What about... there's an argument. This is partly Kyle's... the campaign for lamps. The National Lamp Association. A lamp on every street corner, I understand, is one of your policies.
That's where we want to go initially.
But we already have that, don't we? They're called street lamps.
Oh, yes, but they're street lights now. They replaced the lamping aspect of it. So that was something we campaigned heavily against.
Right, OK. Also saying every corner, not just street corner, you'd like to see lamps, I've seen some of your literature, lamps on Muller corners, the yoghurt. See lamps on that as well, every corner.
Yes, lamps on the Muller corner, lamps on every right angle, ideally.
Right.
So in the inside of door frames, on the insert of books and sleeves.
Yep.
Right at those kind of odd cul-de-sac driveways, we want lamps there as well.
Right. So, there's the argument the government. You've seen the Tory Party conference, of course, and Theresa May has been coughing her way through it. But the gist of the speech, once you get through the stuff, is of course social lamps. This is affordable lamps for people who can't afford lamps.
As we know, it's a great thing. We got £2 billion, obviously promised, for more social lamps, and £10 billion promised for people to help to buy lamps, where they can afford a little bit of a lamp, but they'd like to, take a loan to buy more of the lamp. That will only help them rather than all the people who can't afford lamps. But never mind, the ideology is to own lamps rather than to share lamps around the community so everyone can have them. So that's what we're going to do, and I'm all in favour of it.
And I'm sure you're not, Albert. Am I right?
Fewer lamps would be the ideal situation for me.
Less.
We don't. They're outdated. We don't need them anymore. I mean, with the advent of driverless cars, we're not going to need street lights and headlamps on cars anymore.
Right.
So why keep producing them?
Interesting stuff on both sides there. But what do you think? What do you make of this important issue, of course? Albert there, he'd lamp a lamp. Kyle, however, he's got some lamps to sell. You've got lamps to sell, Kyle, haven't you?
Lamps to sell, all kinds of lamps to sell.
Thank you very much indeed. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, Albert?
Lamboon.
Thank you, Kyle.
Frank Lampard.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, what do you make of this debate? Lamps. Do we need them? I mean, we live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got antiseptic hand gel and crisps. Why do we need lamps? 87222.
Start your message with a word.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio, and that was the big debate.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
It's amazing what you can do with a tap. With just a tap, you can go from craving to tasting. Mm. From choosing to cheersing. And even from searching to surprising.
Flowers!
Now with HSBC, you can use Android Pay wherever you see the contactless symbol. It's easy, fast and secure. Simply download Android Pay from the Google Play Store. So explore, tap and enjoy with HSBC.
Terms and conditions, device restrictions and transaction limits apply. Most HSBC cards are eligible, subject to status.
This Saturday, your copy of The Sun could feel heavier than usual.
Oh yeah?
In some cases, £50 heavier. But don't worry about putting your back out. We're giving away free cash.
Woohoo!
Look in the paper and you could find a real fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a £50 note.
Cha-ching!
Don't miss out. Pick up your copy of The Sun this Saturday.
The Renault scrappage scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit renault.co.uk/scrappage.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Money.
Unless you win the lottery.
Get lucky with a metal detector.
Or strike oil in your back garden.
It doesn't come for free. But at least it's protected for free. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Hampshire's M27 is slow eastbound. Some furniture's fallen onto the main carriageway between junction 7 and 8 near Hedge End. Two lanes are closed. A breakdown on the clockwise M25 means that's quite busy between junctions 5 and 6 near Godston. A vehicle's broken down on the M6 north near Birmingham between junctions 6 and 7. Two of the four lanes are out of action, so really slow on the approach to that. And still quite busy on the M6 around junction 18 for the north and southbound carriageway. After earlier northbound problems, there was an accident, but it is all now on the hard shoulder. I'm Jarena Adams.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today. And you'll see what I mean. I like the way you work it. Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, the Tory party conference then. Now, Theresa May came on stage today to a bit of Calvin Harris. It was an interesting choice, but it's been a big week for music, not least because, well, we'll get onto this in a moment. Nick Knowles, off of DIY SOS, has released an album, and well, it's not the first step into music that he's ever taken. We'll talk about that in a moment, but before that, Cornelius. You'll remember if you were listening to the show a few months ago, Cornelius is a big fan of TV's Love Island. And now two of his greatest heroes...
I wouldn't call them that.
Have
They're just two contestants from a show I like. Why have they suddenly become my greatest heroes?
Well...
I actually abhor them both.
Right, but they released a single, I understand.
That's correct.
Yes. Why?
And it's challenging for number one. Why? Because during the show, they were very well known for doing their raps.
Oh.
And then Stormzy started tweeting about them.
Oh, is Stormzy involved in their single?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, we've got a bit of it. I mean, I haven't heard this yet.
No. So, yeah, let me know what you think.
Okay, here we go. So who is it?
It's Chris and Kem from Love Island with their song, Little Bit Leave
Listen to it again. Play it. Chris, you got bars to go fresh?
Very grime.
Know, come on, you got to have some old school bars. Top of your head now. Go on. If you've got a bit, you go.
Oh, wait, what is that? What
come
is
on,
that
just a quick ting. Just a quick ting. No long ting. Forget that.
Right, you go and I'll go because I've actually got some.
Two white men.
Right, good.
Leave it.
It's a little bit, leave it.
It's a little bit, leave it.
It's a little bit, leave it.
Cam, I sound 5'10". I was on a height when I first walked in. Straight 10 out of 10. Had a League One chick, now my ting's burnt. And some man creep on a
ting. Did he say ting?
Yeah, he keeps saying ting.
Did he just swear?
That's the radio edit, so we're all good.
Don't watch haters, not dealing with man, it's just major. I'm wiped up now, see you later.
Right.
No stereotype on paper.
Well, I mean, it's rubbish, isn't it?
I mean, for a grind track, it's all right. Yeah. But yeah, it is pretty terrible.
But, you know, this is what happens when people not ordinarily known for music. I mean, I don't know what Chris and Kem are even known for. But if they get involved in music. Now, we mention it because also this week, Nick Knowles from TV's DIY SOS, I'm sure you're aware of this already, has released an album of cover versions. Yeah. Which is all very well and good. But a few years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, he brought out a single, not a cover version.
I remember this.
Self-penned ditty, which in the modern, at the time, I dismissed as a little bit of a joke. But now, with the world we live in, one full of conflict and violence and war, I think, and everyone's trying to make sense of the world around them now, aren't they? And I think, though, Nick Knowles from DIYSOS might well be able to stop all war and violence with music. Because the song he wrote is called An Eye for an Eye.
Oh, dear.
And he's impassioned and it's heartfelt. Okay. So I think I'm going to play it now. I'm going to play you Nick Knowles' single, An Eye for an Eye, which he's had removed from the internet, it seems. Because we had to fight to track this down. Because it's very hard to find. I'm not saying he's embarrassed by it. But it's not out there anymore.
It's not on Spotify.
No, or anywhere else. But we have found it. So sorry about that, Nick, but we did track it down. But if you listen carefully to the words and imagine conflict just stopping around the world as people sit back and listen to Nick Knowles out of Off of DIYSOS and his heartfelt plea for peace, it's an eye for an eye. Oh, yeah. Come on, Nick. Give us a message.
Fight one another. Our hearts filled with hate.
Oh, yeah.
The ones who suffer are the ones who sit at home and wait.
Beautiful, isn't it?
And there's always a reason.
Not a reason.
A good reason why.
And what are we told it's for?
We're told it's for truth and for freedom.
Freedom?
Your freedom to kill or to die. Is there no denying those who are trying to poison?
Here we go, here's a message.
There's an eye for an eye.
What's it doing?
It's making the whole world blind. And the men that we follow, you are best left unheard.
Unheard?
For your hearts are hollow, just like your words.
Tell us what's going to happen to the many.
So the fate of the many,
yeah,
is sealed by the few.
Corbyn won't like that.
Oh.
A better pound to a penny, a bullet will never find you.
Oh. But what about the orphans and the widows?
Oh. While the orphans and widows weep in the shadows betrayed by time. And an eye for an eye.
What's it doing?
Is making the whole world blind.
Middle eight coming up.
To death or glory, how blind can we be?
It's gone very Peace on Earth by Yoko Ono.
It really has, yeah.
Before we consider ourselves to be free.
Oh, Nick, tell us about the world! Tell us about the world, Nick Knowles from DIY SOS. Oh my God, how's it driven?
It's driven by greed. Where the poor misguided deliver us children in need.
He's having a go at Pudsey Bear now.
So the cries of the fallen.
What do they do, Nick? What?
Still ringing in our ears.
But how long should we keep calling?
But we'll keep on calling till somebody hears.
Nick Knowles!
And who will dry the tears in the eyes of the ones they leave behind?
From DIY SOS, there he is.
There's an eye for an eye.
And I think if we played that,
it's breaking the
through loudspeakers round the world.
The whole world blinded.
The whole world would see that war and violence is futile. Nick Knowles, an eye for an eye on Talk Radio in the afternoon. Now, we will be bringing you, Nick would like this, a game of Dead or Alive later on the programme. We've got Victoria's bonus news all on the way. It's Talk Radio. Just after 3:30, the latest news from Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May's speech to the Conservative conference in Manchester has been marred by a cough and interrupted by a prankster. Simon Brodkin, better known as Lee Nelson, handed the Prime Minister a piece of paper marked P45 before being escorted away by security. But Tory MP James Cleverly has told Talk Radio she wasn't fazed.
You are always going to get some attention-seeking idiots like that. It's a byproduct of our job. You can't completely close down a conference like this. The whole point of conference is that people get closer to us politicians. But my big takeaway from that is both her reaction and the party's reaction was cool as a cucumber.
The PM has also apologised for the general election campaign, which saw the party lose its Commons majority, and announced a major boost in funding for council house building. President Trump is on his way to Las Vegas to meet the victims of the deadliest shooting spree in US history. Police say gunman Stephen Paddock meticulously planned the massacre. His girlfriend is being questioned by the FBI. A homeless man who stabbed a mother and her son to death has been jailed for life with a minimum of 30 years. Aaron Barley admitted murdering Tracy Wilkinson and 13-year-old Pierce after the family from Stourbridge tried to help him. Yahoo has admitted a cyber attack in 2013 targeted all 3 billion of its user accounts. The hack was originally disclosed last year when it was thought 1 billion accounts were affected. And Amazon says it's considering appealing against a huge bill from the EU. The European Commission has ordered the online retailer to pay around £220 million in back taxes. The weather, gales and spells of heavy rain across central parts will clear southwards overnight. Lows of 9 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be windy and mainly dry. Some scattered blustery showers affecting the far north and northwest with highs of 16. There's more news in around 25 minutes.
There's more now.
There is.
Because Victoria is here with today's bonus news. The reason we bring you bonus news is because Victoria's news is shorter than it used to be to make the time up. She gets paid the same.
I think that's the right decision.
I know you do. But we make the time up because we're aware that you might want to hear stuff about animals or vegetables or minerals. And it doesn't fit in the other news. Even though animals and vegetables and minerals is everything.
Not quite.
Apart from fungus. But that gets complicated. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Today, if it's happening in the world of vegetables, you'll know about it right now. It's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news is on the way now.
Vegetable news.
Is it my key now?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Vegetable news.
Oh, stereo.
Vegetable news.
Thanks.
Vegetable news.
Everyone. Vegetable news. Now we've had vegetable orchestras. Well, now we have a farmer who's made a panpipe type instrument out of raw carrots and leeks. So 45-year-old Nan Weedong stunned
what?
The.
Your Nan did what?
Are you taking the mick out of this Chinese man's name?
No.
So he stunned the audience of Huanjing 100 Seconds, which is aired by Central China Television, with his skills. And I've got a clip if you want to hear it.
Oh, yes, we do, please.
Okay.
Cold, not long ago, we never said that to another. And this fire gun, yeah, I need man weed on.
That was
that's a great niche reference. Is that Major Lazer or something?
Yeah,
you're doing?
It's the song Lead On. Yeah. Lean On. But I remixed it to say your Nan Weed On.
I mean, I don't think that's a remix, that's just you blabbing over Mr. Panpipes.
Your Nan Weed On a vegetable.
No one did that. Anyway,
vegetable news.
Nan was inspired by his one-time experience that he can play tunes out of a glass bottle. He realised the tune changed when you take a sip of water.
Yeah.
And so he also performed on this TV show with bottles of water and toothpaste tubes. But anyway, he carved the carrots at different depths to create the tunes. And there were 11 on them, which he fashioned into a musical instrument. And he decorated it with two leeks.
Well, to be fair to him, he's done quite a good job, actually.
Yeah, he sounds great.
You know.
And apparently he uses the same theory on potatoes as well.
Right. So he blows potatoes.
Yeah.
Right.
Next. Scientists have dispelled
vegetable
the old
news.
Wives' tale that drinking beetroot juice can warm us up.
Oh.
So if you were chilly and you were like, oh, I don't know what to do, let's drink beetroot juice, don't bother.
Well, I hadn't ever heard that old wives' tale.
Well, apparently it does exist, even though I hadn't heard it till before today.
Had you heard it, Cornelius?
Yeah, an old wife told me.
Right, good.
Anyway, it had been thought that the nitrate content from beetroots would widen blood vessels and carry warmth, but the studies found that people who are sensitive to the cold are no less chilly after drinking it. Their core temperature and that of their, as the article I read, extremities, i.e. their fingers and toes, is also unaltered, so it's a load of tosh.
If you warmed the beetroot up first, would that help?
No.
Oh.
I bet it would.
And I've got one more story for you.
The music ran out.
I know, so hurry up.
Just rewinding it now.
No, you're not. This is a lie.
Just rewinding.
John, this isn't even funny. It's just tedious.
Rewinding.
Stop it. Are you set to annoy everyone today?
No,
have you spoken to Nick Knowles? Because I don't think he'd like your bullying either.
Oh, we weren't bullying him. We were playing his music.
Yeah, I was saying how it would save world peace.
Sarcastically.
He should get some vegetable panpipes on that. That sounds brilliant.
Anyway.
Vegetable news.
And it's been revealed why onions really make us cry and how some varieties will cause you to cry more than others.
Right.
So Dr. Dwayne Meller from Coventry University says it's a chemical in the veg that causes sulfuric acid to be produced in our eyes. And he says sweeter onions, like red onions, have less of the chemical and so don't make us tear up.
Right. Just a point on that.
What?
Amber Rudd yesterday banned sulfuric acid.
No, sales of it to children.
Yeah, but hang on. But if children then peel an onion, they could get their own sulfuric acid out of their own eyes.
I don't think...
And that would be terrible.
Is that what we want, children with eyes shooting out acid?
That's not a thing.
Is that what we want?
They cry sulfuric acid.
No, you two are being ridiculous, because obviously tears aren't harmful.
Well, what to the... So
it's not a high concentration, is it?
So where's the acid? In the onion. So kids are going out armed with onions now. Have we got to ban onions? We've got to ban the sale of onions.
To under 18.
Yeah.
Shut up. Chefs apparently stop themselves from tearing up when chopping onions by using a very sharp knife, which causes less damage to the walls of the vegetable. Yeah. They also chill them before cutting them.
Yeah.
And apparently put on aircon.
I thought... Put on your what, con?
Air conditioning.
Oh. I thought running... If you peel an onion under a cold tap, running cold tap, that stops it as well, doesn't it? So that makes sense.
Well, it's the same theory. Chilling stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not really. No, you're supposed to, like, chill it properly, like, because the stuff that makes you cry freezes really easily, way before the rest of the onion does. So yeah, just freeze it for 10 minutes.
Tears freeze
so
easily as well, I find.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Do you freeze your tears?
Yeah, don't you?
Do you cry a lot?
Yeah, and I freeze
my
tears.
Why do you cry so much? Why was the last time you cried?
This morning when I needed some frozen tears, because I use them as ice cubes. It saves water. But if you cry tears into an ice cube tray and freeze those...
Are they salty?
Yeah, and that's a good thing for a drink.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they are.
I'm finished now.
Okay. It's not the only thing I freeze. Right, thank you.
Vegetable news.
So, what else do you freeze?
Vegetable news.
John?
Moving on. Right, so thank you very much,
fungus
Victoria.
Fungus news.
No, it's not.
John freezes his fungus.
I do not. Victoria, thank you very much for the bonus news.
Sometimes this show is too enlightening.
On the way. We just, you know, like to give of ourselves.
You do.
So, on the way, a game of Dead or Alive. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am, don't mime that, Victoria, John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Stoptober is back, and this year it's bigger than ever. Over a million people have used the Stoptober 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge to help them quit. And Stoptober's got loads to help you stop for good, like the free app, the online community, and face-to-face support. Plus, you can use patches, gum, even e-cigarettes to help you kick the habit. Keep it up for 28 days and you're 5 times more likely to quit. So come on, join in, because Stoptober is bigger than ever. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to quit smoking for good.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill, Van Monster? Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Winston Wolf. We all have those days where bed stuff comes in threes. You get woken early to find a body on your bed, some schmuck stains your best suit red, and you get a burst pipe. It's the nail in the coffin, right? Well, Direct Line will get you an emergency plumber within 3 hours. See, good things also come in threes.
Emergency plumber within 3 hours for an uncontrollable water leak with Direct Line Home Plus Insurance. Based on 86% of responses, March to June 2017 excludes Highlands and Islands. Extreme weather conditions may extend response time. Terms and cover limits apply.
18 plus, begambleaware.org.
Come on in and join Mr. Green's award-winning online casino today. Try and climb the leaderboard in Mr. Green's Real Thrill slot tournaments, starting every 15 minutes, featuring all your favourite slot games online and on your mobile. Looking for entertainment? Ask for Mr. Green. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can bet your dollar down on Mr. Green.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on.
We love home. Being cosy, forgetting about the world, and our favourite mug with the chip in it. We love having control and saving energy, even when we're nowhere near home. That's why we created the Nest Learning Thermostat. It learns what you like to help you save energy, and lets you control the heating and hot water right from your mobile. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK, or, if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro. And pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Delays for Hampshire's eastbound M27 are improving, but it's still busy after lane restrictions near Junction 7 for Hedge End for the removal of some furniture which fell in the carriageway. Anti-clockwise on the M25, there's some traffic management happening around Junction 6 for Godston, so a lane closed there, very busy. The M6 North, as you move away from Birmingham, is queuing Junctions 5 through to 7. That's because of earlier problems on the main carriageway with the broken down vehicle, and a similar problem slowing down the northbound M1 near East Midlands Airport, 24A to 25 in Nottingham and Derby. I'm Joanna Adams.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today, and you'll see what I mean. I like the way you work it. Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon. We have been talking, quite a lot about today's news. And not least that emerging from the Tory party conference in Manchester, where you'll know by now, of course, rather eclipsing Boris Johnson's crass comment about dragging bodies out of Libya to turn it into a seaside resort. Theresa May has coughed her way through the speech that was widely anticipated. Her signature speech, really, the highlight, the headline act at the Tory party conference. She had a cough. She coughed her way through it. It's rather overshadowed everything else about it. Ditto the fact that she got pranked by a prankster who handed her a joke P45 as well. So that's going on. It's very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, we're here to help. She obviously couldn't get her throat around most of her speech. But if you can't get your head around the news, then we would help you. Not with Strepsil, but with Japanese poetry. That's right. We think it gets to the very heart of every matter. 575, that's the syllable count. It's the news in haikus.
More bad news for Ooh. But in London, as Thursday's tube strike is called off.
The news in haikus. Now welcome to Wednesday. It's the quiz of the week. From a list of things that are dead or alive, can you work out whether the things on that list are dead or alive? It's all very simple. Which will be good news for Alan in Cornwall. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much.
Good. It's good to have you on, Alan, in Cornwall. How's Cornwall today?
Glorious.
And have you, you had a pasty?
Ten
pasties. Well, I'm surprised you're not dead, frankly, of pastry poisoning. But here we are, the point of the quiz, Alan. Is to tell me the things are dead or alive. What do you do, Alan?
Well, I actually make pasties.
You actually make pasties? That is awesome. No wonder you've eaten 10 pasties. I mean, that's you're like getting high on your own supply there.
It's part of the job.
Down in Cornwall. Yeah, all right, good. And what's the best pasty? What did you say? Is it the traditional Cornish? Or is it the, you know, because you can sort of get a, what are the pasties can you get? You can get a,
Get a corned beef one, yeah, which is probably my personal favourite.
That sounds very nice. Chicken and bacon, I suppose you can get, couldn't you, down there?
Cheese and onion.
If you want to go super fancy, chicken and bacon's fine.
Cheese and onion, yeah.
No one eats cheese and onion pasties.
All right, okay. Anyway, good pasty insight there from Alan in Cornwall, maker of pasties. But does he know? He might know his way around a pasty, but does he know his way around things that are dead or alive? It's very simple. There's a list, Alan, and all you got to do is say whether they're dead or alive on the list. That's it. All right, you ready?
Yes.
You ready to play? Here we go, then. Here we go. Question number one, dead or alive? My neighbour's cockerel. Dead or alive?
Alive.
Yeah, very much so. Annoyingly, it is. And annoyingly, it's a nocturnal cockerel. It cockerels all night. It crows. It's not a crow, it's a cockerel. The crow's cockerel? No. Anyway, all night it goes on. It's a nocturnal cockerel. It's a not cockerel. And it's bloody annoying. And if my neighbour's listening, this is my way of telling them about it. So there's a point for you there. Cornelius keeping score, by the way. Dead or alive, barriers to social housing.
Very much alive.
Well, no, dead, announced by Theresa May in her speech today. But you'd be forgiven for not realising that because she was sort of coughed unintelligibly every time she tried to say something. So I'm going to give you half a point for that because she has torn the barriers down, she said. But you might be hard pushed to realise. So I'm going to give you that. Half a point. What the hell's that? Is that the pasty making machine?
That was just sending off a pasty delivery.
Right, oh, good. Oh, it's quite loud. Okay, how Theresa May sounded during her speech, dead or alive?
I'm going to say dead.
Well, no, we think she sounded alive, but as though she was dying. I can't give you that point. Theresa May, it's her again. Theresa May's manners, dead or alive?
Alive.
No, dead, because she delivered her speech while, at one point, having a lozenge in her mouth.
Disgusting.
And she should know not to speak with her mouth full. Am I right, Cornelia?
Completely agree.
Yeah. That lozenge, by the way, handed to her by the Chancellor, Philip Hammond, who just happened to have a lozenge.
She did say thank you.
Yep, she did.
That's manners.
That is manners, that's true, but she did. All right, half a point again. The London... Is that another pasty going off?
Yes, it was.
The London Tube strike this Thursday.
Oh, I have no idea. Alive?
No, dead. They called the strike off. It's dead. It's dead. The sickie that Cornelius planned to pull on Thursday because of the Tube strike.
Dead.
Yes, no need now, is the Cornelius? No need at all. You might as well just come to work.
Save it for an FA Cup weekend.
Yeah, save it. Dead or alive, Cornelius's granddad, Ken.
Alive, I hope.
Is he alive, Cornelius?
Yes, it is.
It's his 81st birthday today.
81st birthday.
Happy birthday, Ken. Happy birthday to you.
Really?
Happy birthday to you. Join in, Alan. Happy birthday to Ken. Cornelius' granddad. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. My Auntie Sylvie, dead or alive?
Again, alive, I hope.
She is alive. Yes, she's 96 years old. Not today. It's not her birthday today. Although, to be fair, I did forget her birthday.
Oh, did you?
We can rectify that.
How?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Join in, Alan. Happy birthday, dear Auntie Sylvie.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. I would have bought. She drinks out of a sippy cup. Yes, that's right. She's got no mental faculties, but she's in a home. But she's alive.
Put some champagne in her sippy cup.
Yeah. For that. The Hill, dead or alive? The Hills.
Dead.
Well, now, yes. I mean, ordinarily, the Hills are alive with the Sound of Music, of course. But in this case, you're absolutely right. The Hills were a family that lived three doors down from my parents while I was growing up. And they all, three generations of them, wiped out in a crocheting accident. So it's a tragedy for the area, really. And the crocheting club shut down. But the Hills... very much dead, good point. And finally, the light of the afterglow, according to Arcade Fire, dead or alive?
Alive.
Let's find out. After all the hangers on, I'm hanging on in the dead light of the afterglow. Oh! Dead Light of the Afterglow by Arcade Fire. Oh. Well, Cornelius has been busy working out your score. Pasty Allen in Cornwall. What did he get on Dead or Alive? What did he get on Dead or Alive?
He got 5.
He got 5 points! Well done, Alan in Cornwall. Well done. Congratulations to you.
Thanks.
Thank you for playing. It's Dead or Alive on Talk Radio in the afternoon. Now, tomorrow's headlines today. We are trying to help out the papers tomorrow who will all need headlines for the conference story, which will doubtless be all over the front pages. Now, obviously, they were going to be about social housing. Bit dull, possibly. Important, but dull. But now, it's all going to be about Theresa May's coughing fit, of course, and the lozenge she sucked on stage, handed to her by Philip Hammond. We're helping them out with headlines. Of course, Tory party cough fronts, we think he's gonna be one. Theresa May is a front runner. Theresa May. We've had several that are unbroadcastable that do contain the word cough. But we're not gonna. We can't really say what those are.
We've had a couple more in.
Yeah.
Dave has said, "Is Theresa May going after the Fleminist folk?"
Very good. Very strong.
As Stephen Adams has said, headline idea: coughing May bonds with coughing Dodgers at Tory party.
Conference.
Yeah, very
good. So tomorrow's headlines today. There you go. We'll see which of those gets closest when tomorrow's papers come out. Coming out now, not in that way. Sam Delaney is here.
Well, you say that. Who knows what the next 3 hours might bring?
Yeah.
You just never know. Would you say that will become the... Because someone has said, I think Jeremy Hunt said, made the most famous cough in British history.
Yeah.
Can you think of any others? I thought of one. There was a cheating cough in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, wasn't
there?
There
was. Yes.
Yeah, I think that...
What do you think wins?
I think the Who Wants to Be... I mean... most people can remember the guy's name.
No, everyone remembers precisely where they were when the cheating cough on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire happened. Because... we as a country were never quite the same again, were we?
No, it changed everything.
It changed everything. And it was a watershed moment in history. Whether or not this cough will prove to be equally as seismic, we don't know now. But we will know by 7 o'clock, because by that stage, I, Sam Delaney, would have decided, having spoken to a number of important guests.
Yeah, and we look forward to that.
Good.
Sam Delaney with you, coughing his way through the next 3 hours. We'll be back tomorrow on Talk Radio 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.